Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike.
Lou Rawls, we hardly knew ye.
Yes, we're all mourning the death of Lou Rawls today, but welcome anyway. It's a fine Friday afternoon for the rest of us. Welcome to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, legendary Joe Arndt, here today with Johnny.
Hi.
How are you anyway?
Actually, pretty good. We've made it to Friday. That means the boys are back on Monday.
That's right. Don and Mike returning on Monday. Oh, I forgot a few of these.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
There. Now that that's out of the way, enjoy the groove, everybody. Hey, you know what?
Tell me.
You know what? This is crap.
Thanks,
though. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
That's right, because the weekend's here. Have a can of beer. That's more like it. Welcome to the best of Dynamite, everybody. I am your host, legendary Joe Archer, on this fine Friday afternoon. And you know what? Tomorrow the Redskins hit the playoffs. Woo!
Oh, nice. Hit that post hard.
Yes, I did. Well. Anyway, Dynamite returning Monday, and we can't wait. That means you can't wait. But until then, we've got some fine best stuff for you today. And I'm looking over the list. We do have, hey, I'm on here today.
Yes, you are.
Well, that can't be a bad thing.
That one I do remember. Like I said, I was looking at the list before we started, and I know I listened to all these things, but, low-budget Jeopardy. Yeah, we got low-budget Jeopardy.
Of course.
Won't give that away. Whoops.
Well, but, you just did, but it's Friday.
It's Friday.
All right. Well, you know what?
You know what? This is crap.
That's right.
We're going to stop this.
Yeah.
We're just going to stop this.
We're just going to stop it. We're going to get right into the best of. And what better way to start a free-form Friday than with the phone scan on the best of Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Mike, I just got to say, if Don's willing to give you 14 points and the Redskins, you got to eat that up and make some money off of this guy. That's ridiculous back in Vinny Testaverde like that.
That's ridiculous. Yo, like this is a sports show.
Do you see me over here trying to figure out what he's talking about here?
You
picked Dallas for this.
I thought Dallas would win by 14, yeah.
Well, you know, I've got another really. I understand we're talking football and it's the football season, but there still is a little thing we call the MLB, Major League Baseball, and I got to worry about my Red Sox and Yankees just for one last weekend, of course, before the playoffs, and just see what happens.
You have an appointment with the Grim Reaper.
I do.
The Yankees only have to win one more game, and you lose our bet.
Yeah, the Red Sox are probably going to the wild card. There's no question about that. There's a little question. But right now, as far as our bet, it's looking very bleak. I believe one win.
One win by the Yankees.
So it could be tonight.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I think if next Friday Buzz gives him a little sexy voice, he might loosen up earlier.
No, that always does help, because Buzz is so goddamn sexy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Turn down your radio, please.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we're right here.
Radio boom fuckers. Music. Like us rules.
That is funny. We're not doing Make Us Laugh. That would have won yesterday on Make Us Laugh.
What if that's the guy that beat him up?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, you were not born. You were made in an NFL toy factory.
I should point out it's Friday.
Yes, it is, and hold on.
Okay, let's do it this way.
Oh, hold on, where is it?
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Hello there. Don and Mike, phone scan. Hello.
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 The lady was scared she was late for church. She ran up, scampering up the stairs.
No, 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 no lady, what are you doing?
You don't just dive in and tell a joke.
For God's sakes.
It doesn't work that way.
Like Pearl Harbor all over again. Get out of here.
You got rules here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Women.
Hello.
Exactly.
Hi. I got this thing turned on right?
Yeah.
I believe I do. Don and Mike show. Hello. Okay. Line. Oh, there you go. Line 8. Hi. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love
Hi.
The show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just got a quick question. I just want to know why BA doesn't have $100 for his football league as much as I see her down in Baltimore Street. And, Buzz, where's my weed?
That was a young man calling our producer a whore.
A whore. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
That's not
right.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Buzz. Joe.
Hi.
This is Honk for Cash Sid. Oh, you probably don't remember. You guys got a great Philly Smooth show today.
Oh. Was that a nickname?
Was that a nickname? What did he call himself, Robbie?
Honk for Cash Sid, whatever that
is. Yeah, that count as a nickname?
Yeah, it does.
Sid?
Yeah.
Cut me off. Anyway, I just wanted...
Yeah, there you go.
This is Honk for Cash Sid.
Hello, Don and Mike show. No nicknames, please. Hello?
Hey, Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, we're doing very well, thanks.
Did you guys ever figure out the deal with Salman Rushdie, the Ayatollah Khomeini, and
Cat Stevens?
I think we did, yeah, that Cat Stevens was into the Salman Rushdie, the guy that wrote...
No.
Oh, I guess I got it backwards.
Yeah.
That's a shock. That's a shock. I got something backwards. Well, wait, hold on. So if Cat Stevens... Hold on. Was Cat Stevens good or bad back then?
He is. He has been known to support... Islamic groups that are tied to terrorist organizations.
Gotcha. So he is a bad guy.
Very bad.
Okay. And he was for or against the Ayatollah Khomeini?
He was for the Ayatollah, and he was supporting the Ayatollah when the Ayatollah called for the death of Salman Rushdie.
And now I finally remember who that dude is. That's the dude that wrote the book and had to hide.
Yes. And he was always surrounded by security. And,
gotcha.
And still is floating around and goes to, like, book parties and stuff like
and
that.
And Cat's... And how come we're not, as long as we're looking for folk singers, how come we're not looking for Joan Baez?
Oh, she hasn't even been mentioned in any of this.
Or Melanie. I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Donovan.
Donovan Mellow Yellow. Yeah. See, that's almost psychedelia. That's
yeah,
not,
that almost doesn't count as
not
a folk singer.
Folk.
But Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh!
We have to keep them off our plane.
That is the all-time winner.
And they'll come out to Wolf Trap, and they'll bring all their traveling shows of idiots.
Hello.
I hate them.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, I can't talk now. All my friends are coming over to play Fish Fight tonight.
And if you had it, like, or if you read it incorrectly like I do, it's Fish 8.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I got kind of a weird radio question for you. How is what's a good wattage for an AM station?
A good wattage?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10.
Charlie, 10. I disagree. I would say even lower than that. I think you can get by on 3.
Mm-hmm.
A good solid 3-watt signal.
Or sometimes, you know, if we want to be honest, we're kidding, of course, 60, like the light bulb.
But make sure you reduce it at sundown.
Just unscrew it.
Why do you ask, sir?
Well, I was curious because in Salt Lake we have a 50,000 watt, and I didn't know if that was good or not. I've heard you bag on AM stations before.
No, listen, we bang on AM stations because we'd rather be on FM. The truth is, out in Salt Lake, it's like in Sacramento. We're on one of those stations that go, you can pick it up like in 5 different states, for God's sake.
What's the station that covers the Orioles around Washington, D.C.? I believe that's a 6-watt station. Based on my listening habits of this week, when I would never listen to that station, but I listened to it, and it really, I got, when I was listening to my beloved Boston Red Sox against the Baltimore Orioles, I got a better signal on WTIC
out of Hartford,
Connecticut.
Sure, than you did off WTEM.
Amazing.
No,
you have a better chance of just hearing it from the stadium.
But actually, to answer that question about, we don't like being on crappy AM stations,
right,
generally speaking, but if it's a crappy AM station that has a signal that covers everywhere,
right,
we found that people don't really care if it's AM or FM, as long as they get it real good and clear.
Remember, when we started on KB Radio in Buffalo, you could pick it up down here.
Right.
It was one of those
great
signal.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, I think the most powerful AM station in the country is KCJJ.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Our station in Iowa City, Iowa.
And that goes everywhere.
Like 1630, as soon as it gets dark outside, you can hear it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up in my film.
We've actually gotten calls from Haiti on that station.
Well, we're number one in Haiti, Mike.
We are.
And, boy, all those hurricanes down there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They still haven't stopped our listenership.
No.
They haven't.
And we keep getting the Bowling for Dollars cards from Haiti.
Yeah, and they will still continue to listen once the power comes back on.
Hello, Donovan. Oh, wait, listen. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, hold on 1 second.
I shipped all those D batteries to Haiti for our listeners.
I wish that all the weather people would stop referring to the hurricanes like they are people. Because here's what I see. Tonight on News Channel 6, we'll have the latest with Charlie, Ivan, Lisa, and Matthew. Sounds to me like I'm watching an episode of Joey.
I know. I'm still blown away that we got another one. And isn't another one like doubling back and coming to get us?
Ivan has already come back,
right,
and is hitting Louisiana.
Amazing.
Gene, or is some dumb weather people call it Genie, even...
Hey, come on now. Hit the East Coast, Genie.
Hey, Genie.
There you go, Genie.
Larry Hagman.
That's right, Genie. Genie's going to come up the coast, and then I'm going to put her back in the bottle.
Larry, you had a birthday this week.
That's right, and it was a naked day, and I wore my cowboy hat.
How old do you think Larry Hagman was?
78.
73.
73?
How many years since he got his liver transplant?
Six. Genie?
Nine.
I got them both wrong, Genie.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. Hey,
hi.
Mike.
Hey, thanks for waiting.
I've been trying to call you guys for a couple weeks, but thank you for my iPod.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, good.
Since that time, I think you guys gave away green crayons one day.
Did we give away green crayons?
Maybe we did.
Anyway, and the other thing was...
Well, hold on. You lost me. You won an iPod.
I won an iPod.
You're happy about that.
And then you called a bust on us for giving away crayons?
No, I was calling because I didn't get the crayons. So I think the iPod...
Wait a minute. When did we ever give away crayons?
Never did.
We never gave away crayons, sir.
You guys were cleaning out the office supplies.
We may have given away some old Sharpies or something like that.
Green flare pens.
Difference between a flare pen and a crayon.
But yeah. Still, would you rather have a crayon or a flare than an iPod?
No, I really like my iPod.
Okay.
Okay, then why did you bring up the crayons?
Because I got an iPod instead of the flare pen.
I don't get it.
You got an iPod instead of a crayon?
I hate to break this to you, but we're going to need that iPod back.
It'll be in the mail.
Thank you.
I'll be mailing it from Horville.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
The gift of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
See you later. Bye-bye.
It's like, hey, thanks a lot for that great prize.
And you know there's only one song in that iPod downloaded 3,000 times? Macarena.
That's right. He loves it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Question, Bat Brain.
Yeah.
When is a radio host the same as a homosexual?
When?
When he's in love with an NFL host?
Riddler. Trying to do Riddler's thing.
The Riddler.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Gorshin.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. I want to go to Mexico.
Who doesn't, pal?
I want to go to Mexico.
This is a weird hour, right?
Hello,
now.
Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Sandy Koufax. I'm looking for a boy named Larry. He has my matzo ball sandwich.
God.
I'm Larry in the corner.
Matzo ball sandwich.
What do you want? Hey, Larry, if you couldn't have a matzo ball sandwich, what would you really love to eat?
Oh, boy.
That's not funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Way.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon with the completely lame Corona.
Oh, God, now everybody's calling with her.
The entertainers are calling.
All right, go ahead. I guess, because it's a groaner, go ahead.
What is Eddie Murphy's favorite dinosaur? A Tyrannosaurus Rex. Hello.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh,
that was a groaner. That counts.
That's a groaner.
That counts.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great.
Hey, good. Hey, Mike, how's everything going in home
there? How's everything going? What?
He said, how's everything going at O'Mara's?
All right, thanks.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
So he sounds like an average...
Pull over. Hey, Don.
He sounds like an average customer.
Pull over.
What?
God.
Okay, well,
God almighty.
I pulled the radio off to the side of the road, sir.
Isn't that your general manager?
Yes, it is.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
He's always bombed.
Yes, but he's good, though.
Hello.
Hello, Radio Gods. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I was in Washington the other day, and I ran into the Hank's Look Around Cafe, and I ran into Rob's dad.
Oh, was is this true? Was your dad in Mike's restaurant, really?
Well, I'll agree just to let the
story progress.
Yeah,
in downtown Washington.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah. The M Street location.
Oh, hold on, are you calling us with a joke?
No, I saw it. It was Dr. Neil Clark Warren. I saw him.
Okay, all right, whatever.
Well, I'm sorry I prolonged it.
He's trying to be funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren.
Really rotating and random, and you talked over me. You ruined it. I find more. Yuck smash.
What's going
even
on
know.
Here?
Guy said I talked over him.
Well,
sorry.
See, I think everybody's got their prepared comedy ready to go.
It's okay with me. I mean, it's a good phone scan.
You need a decoder? I mean, what do you need?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
And that phone got answered, and we heard, we're here at St. Pat's. Me and Opie looked at each other and went, uh-oh, red flag. Right there, we kind of knew this is not a good place to go.
That made me laugh.
You just heard two more dead men.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. God, we are surrounded by dead people today.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I'm just listening from Haiti, and I'm looking for a good place to eat. Where is Mike's Look Around Cafe?
Oh, God.
The Port-au-Prince location?
What? Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Calling us from a trailer or something. You're on the air. I mean, it really sounds like a tractor trailer.
It does.
Thing. Hello.
Yeah, you guys are there?
Yeah, we are here.
Yeah, I don't get you guys for the last hour in Portland, Oregon. I was wondering if you guys are still doing the Make Joe Laugh.
No, not today.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
You sure? Because it's funny.
I'm sure it is.
Are you sure?
Are you calling from a tractor or something like that?
No, this must be a bad connection.
Bad connection.
Bad.
Are you calling us from the back of an ox cart?
A delivery driver, so
oh, very
you
good.
Must
all
be right. Hearing that.
Okay.
Okay.
No machinery.
See you.
See ya.
Goodbye.
It's kind of quaint in Portland, Oregon, the way they deliver out of oxen carts.
Goodbye, then. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I got a groaner for you.
No. We already had a guy.
Not allowed.
Come on. That's the groaner quota for today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I need your advice.
Yes.
I had a golf lesson this morning, and the golf teacher used that term that Rob really hates that people say. It rhymes with blot, blot.
What not?
Yes.
You have to disregard everything he's told you and fire him.
You got to fire him.
Mike, would you be my golf coach?
Absolutely, and I will not use the word what not.
God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Well, how are you going to be his coach, Mike?
I can do it over the phone.
He didn't leave his information.
Oh, bastard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Yeah, what's Rod's job title?
What not?
Thank you.
What not, boy?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I just think you guys really need to stop hanging up on me. This is James, and I am a cop.
Is that the same?
No, it's not. No. It's a guy that was doing prepared comedy.
Okay. I was wondering if it was the same guy from almost 4 hours ago when we started today's show.
And it should be pointed out some of the people doing prepared comedy have already begun their happy hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Radio God.
Hi there, phone scan.
Yes, please for you to tell me when Mexico will have their Spanish-speaking phone line.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We do have a line from Mexico, but thank you for phrasing it the way that we talk. Pleased to be telling me this. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Pleased to be speaking. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay.
I'm disappointed. You guys don't put anybody in the book anymore.
Listen, that's because everything's been going so good. Why you got to screw it up?
How about that tool, though, who called and pretended to be a cop?
Well, if we'd had more time with him, he might have made the book. But you know what? Even that was entertaining.
And we had fun with him. And you know what? I think you might just be flirting to go into the book. I think what you want is for us to say everybody else was okay, but you're going in the book. And you know what? You're not going in the book.
See, and he knew that, and he hung up. He was like an S&M guy.
Gotcha. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, good person.
Hi, Vicker. You're on the air.
What's the good word?
The good word is
cheese.
Fun.
Cheese.
Hey, Don, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you work with a guy named Joe Armstrong or Jack Getty back in your olden days?
No. No, I did not. I did not.
Oh, he's talking about back in the days when you were an astronaut.
yes, that would be it.
It was Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong.
That was Neil Clark Patrick Harris.
Neil Clark Warren, who was also an astronaut.
And a kid toucher, too.
I'm Neil Clark Warren.
Here I go.
Doesn't the voice just sound like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Slimy.
I meet boys on eHarmony.
Oh, there's no way that's true. He's an astronaut.
Hello.
Picture in a parody.
Not a mic.
Freak Me Friday.
Pardon me?
This be Freak Me Friday.
Is this what Friday?
Can this be Freak Me Friday?
Freak Me Friday.
Yeah, sure, sure.
What is your name, ma'am?
Mona.
Mona, listen, darling, believe it or not, you're the last person on the phone scam.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes. Mona, what are you, high, drunk? Right now?
I want to be spanked by Tony.
It's a man, I think.
Are you a guy?
No, I'm not. I just have to talk real low at work.
You want to be spanked by me?
I want to be spanked by Tony.
By Tony?
Bacardi
Limon.
Bacardi the engineer?
Unfortunately, I've got to get home to my Bacardi Limon, you understand?
Yes, I know.
Now, listen, we have a trip to give away here, and you are going to have to be honest with us.
Okay.
And fess up. Are you a man or a woman?
No, I'm a woman.
And your name's Mona, really?
No.
What's your real...
She's being honest. It's good. She senses that she may win a fabulous prize.
What's your real name?
My real name is Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Where are you from, Cynthia?
Sacramento.
I'm still waiting.
Now, you might have a better chance of the prize if you stop whispering.
Cynthia?
Okay.
Cynthia?
Okay.
Are you really a woman?
Yes.
What is your dress size?
8.
Of course, in Sacramento, that's such a judgment call.
You guys need to stop.
Yes, we do.
She really is calling from Sacramento.
We need to stop what, darling?
Thinking that I'm a man, I'm at work.
No, she's a woman. She's all, right. All woman.
Listen, darling, are you ready for this? You're the last person on the phone scan. So you won a trip to Mexico.
That's wonderful. I look forward to that. I'm excited. Thank you.
No, we need more than that. This is a trip to Mexico.
This is it with Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
She's so weird. There's a weird lady we're sending to Mexico.
Can't you squeal? Squeal real loud.
It's hard at work.
You're in the middle. It's your middle of your work day, isn't it?
I know.
Yes.
Come on. Will you please squeal like a pig, please, for the prize?
She's embarrassed. Can't you just yell to all your coworkers, I just want a trip to Mexico?
Okay, here goes.
Go for it.
I just want a trip to Mexico.
Now would you scream to your coworkers, Don and Mike think I'm a man?
No.
No, you won't do that? Well, listen, whatever your name or gender is, you have indeed won the Cabo Wabo Meltdown Friday, October 8th through Sunday, the 10th of October. Round-trip airfare. You stay at the beautiful Hotel Hacienda. You go to see Sammy Hagar Friday night and Saturday night, and then you go to Sammy's private recovery party on Sunday.
Wonderful.
Are you distracted by something?
Yes, I'm at work. It's so hard. Thank you, though.
Well, you were. It wasn't so important. Work wasn't so important that you didn't call us.
Call us up.
I was surprised that I was going to be the last caller. I just wanted to sound sexy for you guys for the weekend.
Oh, well, she wanted to go. Okay. Thank you, Freaky Friday. Anyway. It's kind of like we were running a race, and now we just kind of limped to the end of it.
Well, unfortunately, you have to blame her. You have to find blame for her, and you just got to remember where she's calling from.
Sacramento, capital of California.
I mean, really, even though you're in the middle, would you get fired if you really went bananas because you want a trip to Mexico?
No, she wouldn't. Of course not. Are you there, Cynthia?
Yes.
Cynthia, why don't you just scream real loud, you know, like someone who really won a prize?
Because I'm at work.
What kind of work do you do, Cynthia?
I'm a data entry operator.
A data entry operator.
Oh, BFD. Come on, honey. Let go with one. Wait, for God's sake, what time is it out there? It's 3:12, right?
Yes.
You scream, say, I'm going to Mexico to meet Sammy Hagar.
Say it loud, though.
I already said it too loud.
No, oh, she's not.
Jesus. All right. Sacramento.
Jesus Christ. I've got to work. I take my job seriously, but I'm calling the radio show in the middle of my job.
Brother, come on.
Okay.
Give us.
Sorry, I disappointed you.
Well, it's not the first time, Cynthia. We'll get over it. Will you scream? I'm a disappointment. I'm a bad radio contest winner.
I'm a bad radio contest winner.
Is there another coworker around that we could talk to?
No.
misplaced ideals, misplaced priorities.
Rob's going
misplaced intellect.
Rob.
So you're working by yourself?
She'll never be able to find the airport.
If you're working by yourself, what do you care if people hear you yell?
Because there's other people working in other areas and
darling,
I'm not going to be able to walk to.
Darling, listen, my dear, you must understand, we are not trying to start a verbal war with you. We simply have a prize that's worth $3,000 or $4,000 and we'd like a little more than just a whispered thank you. Because there's some of us in this room who still think that you have a... And I know we're not supposed to use that type of language anymore, but let's be honest, she might be a guy. Mike, you were earlier correct when you said that guy wasn't a cop.
No, it's really a woman, but we need something. We need something. Cynthia, you're going to have to do something to make this this work for us. What can you do? I lay it all on you, Cynthia. It's up to you. What are you going to do for us?
Boy, is that a mistake.
I know it is, Rob.
Jesus.
Do you really want to give me the trip, or should I pass it up?
I wish you'd pass.
Geez, Cynthia, maybe you should pass it up.
Now, it's your choice. If you want to pass up the trip, we'll give it to somebody else who will scream.
Because even though you can't scream, you really don't sound that excited about it.
Do you even like Sammy Hagar?
No.
You don't?
You don't? Do you know who Sammy Hagar is?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe someone else would be able to enjoy the trip more than you?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, but you know,
but I did find a coworker that will talk to you.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I'm going to renege on the trip.
You're going to renege on the trip?
You don't want the trip.
She doesn't want the prize. She wants to call and go, I want to spank you, though.
Right.
I bet she'd squeal if you got in a good argument with somebody because that's what she likes.
That's what they would like. Yes.
Yeah, but she doesn't want a $4,000 vacation.
Put the coworker on.
Hold on.
Jesus. What a whacked out part of the United States.
You're on the air on the Don and Mike radio show. This lady that just called us, she won a trip and she won't say yippee.
She doesn't seem to want it.
Woohoo!
Okay. All right, forget it.
Put her back on.
If they want you back.
Yeah, I see fish.
You don't just see it.
Hello?
Yes.
Cynthia?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that we're cool.
Okay, we are cool.
We're not giving you the trip.
I understand.
And it's your choice. It's your choice, really?
No, it really is. My parents are ill at this time, and I'm more saddened that I can't go.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye, Cynthia.
Yeah, hey, Cynthia, shouldn't you have been thinking about your sick parents before you called us and tried to get into an erotic call about Freaky Friday?
No, like I said, I was doing that. I like you guys, and I was doing that.
All right, don't worry. Cynthia, don't worry about it. We will part as friends, and we're sorry you're not going to enjoy the trip.
Cynthia?
Okay, thank you, though.
Rob, let her go. Let her go, Rob. Don't be cruel to her anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
What, Rob?
See, she wants it.
She wants it.
Yeah.
That's what she wants.
She wants.
I think she sucks, guys. I just wanted to say goodbye to her.
I think she sucks, too. I think
I think somebody else ought to win the trip, and we ought to say, bye, Cynthia.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Here's my only worry, because I live in this world.
What?
That you guys sometimes have the luxury of not living in. I don't want to get the phone call on Monday from the lawyer saying, hey, the woman won the prize, and then even though she said no, she kind of really wanted the prize.
Well, let's find out. What is the legality?
I have to make sure legally. Cynthia, you have won this prize. You don't have to scream. You don't have to yell. Do you want it or not?
No, I cannot accept the prize at this time.
Okay, pound
I'm being
sand.
Sincere.
Pound sand.
Very good.
You stupid bitch.
All I wanted to know is how she caused the illness of her parents.
Okay.
Jesus. Wow.
Who wants to go? I meant to Mexico.
I know.
I didn't mean...
God.
Right here. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Bo.
Of course, Bo. Bo, where are you from?
Escalon, California.
Bo, would you like to go to Mexico?
Of course I would.
See.
Are you excited about it?
We had to, oh boy, buttons across the entire radio station just got, well, suffice it to say, we got the response we were looking for. You just didn't get to hear. We gave away the trip, but we can't get the guy back on the air because the phones are locked in.
Yeah, he was so excited he described a bodily function that resulted from his excitement and we can't broadcast it to you. But I think by saying that, you probably understand what he was saying. Could be a variety of things.
That's very pleased.
That's the phone scam.
He was.
Although, it's of all the things, I believe it's the most natural.
It's something that happens to us on a regular basis.
As a matter of fact, I got to go do it right now. Hold on, the phone is back on. Are you still there, guy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, dude, you can't say that on the radio. I know you're happy, but you can't say that.
But
you are excited, Mr. California guy.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your time with Sammy Hagar.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. There we go.
Hold on.
Of course, he had to throw those.
Hold on, please.
Wait a minute.
Hold it. Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
In Virginia, the southbound lanes of 95 are all backed up from Backwoods, Fullerton to Newington, and again from Dumfries to Quantico. A daily jackpot game that grows each day till it's won. Got five numbers? Play Rolling Cash 5 from the DC Lottery. You gotta love the numbers. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
I've always dreamed of doing something great, like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. But with my bad back, it was all dreams. Until I got a Sleep Number bed. I set it to 30, the perfect level of firmness for my back, and I began to feel better and better. Now, I'm ready to take on the world. Today, I'm running to the park and back. And after that, I'm climbing all the way up to the roof to fix some shingles. So it's not Mount Everest. But it's a start.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep. In fact, in clinical studies, 93% of back pain sufferers reported relief on a Sleep Number bed. Changing the way you sleep could change your life. Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in major malls, including Tyson's Corner Center, Fair Oaks Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, and Dulles Town Center. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
Job description. Guarding America and defending freedom. The Air National Guard is looking for someone just like you. Great training and college benefits available. Find out more at GoANG.com. That's GoANG.com.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet a masterpiece, Munich.
I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972 as 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics.
They're all gone.
This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, now playing in theaters everywhere.
It happens every year at this time. After you've splurged on presents for all the kids, plus trips to both grandmas, and bills are still coming in. That's when you notice your wallet is running on fumes. But hey, you gotta eat. That's when an old familiar friend comes back in your life. The famous original Grand Slam Breakfast at Denny's. And now, thanks to our weekday breakfast deal, even when your budget's tight, you can still afford a good breakfast. The original Grand Slam is every bit as delicious as you remember. Two eggs any way you like, two fluffy buttermilk pancakes served with warm syrup, two slices of crisp sizzling bacon, and two savory sausage links. We're proud to say that for a limited time, you get all this breakfast for the incredible price of just $3.99, Monday through Friday from 5 to 11 a.m. It's a value only Denny's can offer, because Denny's is where breakfast value was invented. The original Grand Slam, now just $3.99, Monday through Friday mornings from 5 to 11. It's a New Year's present from Denny's. We're cooking now. Price and participation may vary.
as official HDTV of the NFL, Samsung has become an inspiration to NFL fans everywhere, showcasing a new reality of sight and sound that boldly carries the experience of watching football to unforeseen levels of passion and intensity. Never again will friends simply gather to watch a little game of football, but will instead, like Samsung HDTV and the NFL, lock arms together to experience America's greatest pastime like never before. Just ask Dan Marino, who watches on his Samsung LCD HDTV, Boomer Esiason on his SlimFit HDTV, Steve Young on his Samsung Plasma HDTV, or Troy Aikman on his Samsung DLP HDTV. For NFL football, it has to be Samsung, the official HDTV of the NFL.
Go to Best Buy from now until the Super Bowl and talk to a Samsung HDTV expert who can tell you all about HD and our great offers. Go online to Samsung.com/NFL for store listings.
I'm always way ahead of the curve in knowing what's in and what's out. Leg warmers, they said they're coming back in, still out. Those big fuzzy boots, on their way out, ugh. But here's what's going to be in, the next big thing, Wisp. Yes, sir, Wisp is better than ever this winter. Easy to get to, there's always plenty of snow. Wisp has one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. With challenges for every level, the activity never stops. Terrain parks, the Bear Claw Tubing Park, a full event schedule. Wisp is surrounded by beautiful scenery and terrific accommodations. Wisp is the real deal. Don't look any further for a great winter vacation. Hey, if anyone knows about that, it's me.
Real fun, real Wisp.
Here's your chance to rest easier at Wisp. When you stay 2 nights, your 3rd night is free. You can't beat that deal, so plan your trip today. To find out more, visit WispResort.com. Some restrictions apply.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, your neighborhood wireless zone location, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
My enemy in here is not the gangs, is not the guards, is hope.
Imagine a life behind bars.
Spend all your time with.
Day after day.
For that second chance.
Year after year.
A break that would make it okay.
For a crime you didn't commit.
How far are you standing from me? About 8 feet? That's the length of my husband's cell.
How many more innocent people are going to have to go to prison convicted of a crime they did not commit?
Now, there's hope.
I'm not just going to sit back and let this happen.
We only have one shot.
ABC presents Kyle MacLachlan and Jason O'Mara in a groundbreaking new drama.
Listen to me. I'm innocent.
We're going to show you innocent, baby. We're going to get you out.
Injustice. The series premiere.
Tonight at 9, only on Washington's ABC 7.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by the D.C. Lottery.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. Redskins headed down to Tampa Bay to take on the Bucks. These teams match up well, Sonny. It's a real tough matchup.
I like the matchup of the Redskins' defense against Chris Sims and their offense. I like that matchup. Yes, they have a good defense. But the Redskins have two outstanding playmakers in Clinton Portis and Santana Moss, and you can't take both of them away, and that's how the Redskins have been winning and getting the job done offensively.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio.
Butter smooth leather, sound system pumping, my walking days are in the past.
What are you rhyming about?
My new car.
You got a new car?
No, but I just bought a D.C. Lottery Auto Show instant ticket, and when I scratch it, I could win up to $50,000 in cash, or enter to win the 2006 Chrysler 300C, or the all-new 2006 Jeep Commander.
Oh.
Scratch and drive, baby.
I hope you drive better than you rhyme.
Scratch the new D.C. Lottery Auto Show instant ticket, and win cash, or enter the second chance drawing to win a brand new ride.
Drawing is January 29th at the Washington Auto Show.
Jennifer Finnegan's here from the CBS hit show Close to Home. What makes Close to Home different from the other crime dramas on TV?
It's in a more rural atmosphere. It could be really anywhere in middle America. It makes the cases even more horrifying. They're not happening in the big cities. They're happening to the places next door.
Right in your own backyard. Scary.
These are the cases that happen two doors down that you would never expect.
Don't miss Jennifer in a new Close to Home after a new Ghost Whisperer. Then stay tuned for the hit drama, Numbers, CBS Tonight.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at
800-282-3333. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sometimes that shaggy looks right into you. Right into your eyes. You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and in spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Good. Thank you.
Well, that wasn't queued up. Go ahead. Is it queued up now? Of course not. But we'll wait.
Don and Mike will be back Monday. So cool it. Thank you.
We've always got time for Julia to catch up with us. Anyway, welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike, everybody. Joe Arndt with you on this fine Friday, pre-playoff day for the Redskins. I hate to gloat about that, but here in Washington, there's a little bit of electricity in the air. But anyway, getting right back into Don and Mike. Remember Mike Melville? Probably not. Perhaps you remember him more affectionately as the Rocket Man, and he's on the Best of Don and Mike.
Here he is now, Mike Melville. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello, hey. And listen, let me just say, a hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
A true hero, no, because now understand the difference, and no disrespect to our NASA astronauts.
Of course not.
This is a civilian effort. These are guys who got together and figured out how to fly into space by themselves.
It was a competition, actually.
Yeah, and $10 million.
And just an incredible series of events leading up to this. Mike, it's got to be overwhelmingly satisfying. I would imagine one of the most satisfying things in your life, right?
Yes, without a doubt. No doubt about it.
Mike, I've got to tell you that last, when your flight was last week, when it was being covered live on Fox News and CNN, it's one of those things that I went by. I had read about this in the newspaper, and I didn't know it was going to get the coverage that it got.
Mm-hmm.
And when you could see the close-up of your ship going up, and as you got higher and higher, and that baby started to roll, and then on CNN, when they started counting the number of times that your ship was rolling, and they stopped counting at 32, it may have continued. I know you've been asked this a million times, but I have to ask for myself and our listeners, what the hell were you thinking when you are up in space in a plane that you made yourself, you know, with your guys, and it is spinning 32 times?
Right. Well, it was a little frightening, no doubt about it. But, you know, we had trained hard for this, and in aerobatic airplanes, I'd trained to deal with those kind of roles. And the only thing I cared about was getting above the 100 kilometers, so I just hung in there until I saw the prediction on my instrument panel predicting that if I shut it down now, I'll make it.
Wow. So now, Mike, when you started to roll, they advised you from the ground to kind of just quit at that point. Did they not?
Yeah, the aerodynamicists on the ground were very worried about it, and they said we're going to need to shut it down as quickly as we can. But we all knew that if we didn't make the altitude, we wouldn't make the $10 million.
Now, did you get the plane under control before you reached the top, right?
Yes, I did.
And what was their fear, that if you had continued to roll, that the plane could have broken up? Is that true?
Well, it could have broken up on the way back in. You know, it would have been fine going out into space.
Right, right. On reentry. Yeah.
Mm. Now
reentry is the problem.
Hold on, Mike. Okay. I got to ask him something.
Go ahead. We're excited about this.
I'm dying to know. I know that this is all done for $10 million for research, for Paul Allen's standpoint, to eventually get some type of shuttle going. I mean,
yeah, to have a civilian presence in space.
Whatever the case. I'm there. I'm on the first flight. I have to know. And it's different asking you than asking an astronaut, because they've gone through NASA training. And I know that I'm guessing you have a bigger IQ than me. But basically, what I'm saying is we're both civilians. How cool was it? How friggin' great was it when you broke through that barrier, when you can see outer space? Can you describe that feeling?
It is. You're absolutely right. It's ultra cool. It's you know, you watch the sky go from light blue to dark navy blue to jet black, and you can see the planets.
Oh God!
And it's just the most amazing thing that you've ever seen in life. And then you can roll it over and look back down at the Earth, and you realize that this is the place where all the most beautiful thing you've ever seen from up there.
I mean, really, I'm trying not to be cliche driven here, but how freaking awesome. And how long, when you were up there in that position, looking at Earth, looking at space,
what was your total time up there?
Yeah, absolutely. How long were you able to just soak it all in?
Well, not all that long. You know, surprisingly, it's only about 3 or 4 minutes of being weightless.
Right.
But it's a wonderful time, because everything's floating in the cabin. Your oxygen tubes that go to the side of the airplane are just floating there. And
wow.
If you've got anything loose in there, like an M&M or something, it goes floating by.
Right.
And, you know, I took some photographs while I was up there. I picked up a still camera and put it against the window frame and took some pictures and was able to bring photos of the curvature of the Earth back to my friends.
Wow. What was the total
of... If you release the camera, it just sits there. It doesn't fall to the ground. It just hangs in the air.
Yeah, true. That's right.
That is amazing. Yeah. The total number of... how many test flights did this take for you two? Because you did a lot of the test flights too, right, Mike?
Yes, I did. I did 10 of the flights, and there were 17 flights in all.
When I was watching the documentary on it last night, The test flights, when you were first released from the aircraft to do your maiden test flight, they weren't, I mean, you could do all the testing in the world, but the bottom line is, when you're a test pilot, that's when they find out whether this ship is airworthy.
That's why they're test pilots,
and,
right?
And they released you, and they weren't sure exactly how the aerodynamics were going to work on this thing. Isn't that right?
That's true. We never put it in a wind tunnel. The first time it ever flew in any way was when I dropped off and started flying it.
And at one point during the test flights, you had a little issue with the tail, I think. And,
right.
But you worked that thing out. But, I mean, that's right. How they find out, with you up there in the cockpit, right?
That's exactly right. The tail was too small, and it was very difficult to fly. But we increased the size after that flight, and then it was a real nice flight.
Right. It's important to note that in order for this challenge to be met scientifically, you have to have two separate flights go up within 2 weeks, I believe was the window, and you got to have two separate guys flying. Now, Mike flew the first time. Mike, considering what you did, here's a stat that blows me away. The view that you got, you're not a NASA astronaut. You're a regular Joe. They're counting you, and I was going through, I can't remember, less than 40 people ever who have gotten the view that you've gotten, who have been alive. I mean, you know, assuming that you died.
Less than 40 people who have actually been in space.
Who have gone up there and gotten that view.
And most of them have been, obviously, astronauts that have been through the government. So you're in a pretty exclusive club, Mike.
Yep. I'm in a very exclusive club, and I'm feel very lucky to be that way. We actually are one of the first to ever fly ourselves up there. You know, keep in mind, the guys who go in a shuttle, it has an autopilot, and it takes them up there like a bus. You know, they sit there and wait till they get there. But we have to actually hand fly the plane all the way up there, and I think that's considerably different. The only other people who ever did that flew the X-15 in the 60s.
If you could give our listeners an idea, because we haven't said the specifics, what was your altitude when you broke the barrier there, when you got up into space? How high did you fly?
I flew up to 337,000 feet, which is 64 miles.
Unbelievable.
How much higher do you think you could have gone before you? Your airplane just blew up. I mean, before,
yeah, and still make it back.
You know, well, I mean,
I think he could get into space, but he'd probably be there forever.
But that's what I was wondering, though. That's what I was saying before he blows up. I mean, before he couldn't re-enter. How much further do you think you could have gone, gas mileage-wise?
Well, I shut the engine down when it still had quite a bit of fuel left, so I could have gone to about 400,000 feet easily.
Wow.
The problem is that the higher you go, the faster you fall back. And the hotter it gets,
ooh,
and the more stresses are on the body of the plane.
Now, when you came in, do you experience, because I didn't get this far in the documentary, when you came back in, did you experience anything similar to the re-entry that we would get on some of the space shuttles that come back to Earth?
Yeah, it's similar. It's not nearly as ferocious because we're not as high and we're not going as fast. But
right,
it's the same sort of thing. You know, you experience a G-force that's five times your own body weight. Your body suddenly weighs five times its normal weight, and you know, you sit there with that, and there's a lot of shaking and banging, and it's a pretty frightening ride. And then the vehicle gets pretty hot. You know, the air temperature around the vehicle reaches 1,200 degrees, just because of the friction through the air. And so all of those things you have to design and prepare for and train for.
Now, are you being treated at all as a celebrity? I mean, I don't know if I would know you to spot you on the street. I know your name now, certainly. I watched you when you went up. Are you getting any notoriety besides being on dopey shows like this?
And is it what you expected?
I love being on shows like this. But, yeah, I am actually getting a lot of notoriety. I've been very fortunate. I don't know if you saw that they put a phenomenal two-hour documentary about our program.
You know, I saw a bit of it, and it made me realize just how much effort and how many people were involved in making this thing happen. If I can ask another nuts and bolts question, when you came back, when you get through, you do your reentry. At what altitude are you really out of the woods where you feel like, okay, you know, you're going to be able to glide, you're going to be able to go into a glide pattern and get safely back to the landing strip?
Right. Well, that occurs when we put the wing down. You know how the wing goes
right
up? We've got this feather type thing that helps us re-enter. Once we put it down and lock it, we know we're safe then. And that happens at about 60,000 feet. Still, you know, a long way above any airline.
Still quite a little travel to get back down, right?
So, Mike, when you got back down to Earth after this incredible trip, first ever to do this successfully, what did you do that night? What did you do?
I went to some friend's house, and we had a barbecue and celebrated, and
wow,
all the kids and grandkids were around, and all of my family showed up to watch it happen, so it was a great celebration.
And it was pretty tense for them, pretty scary for them.
Were you
right after we landed, we actually got a call from President Bush, which was pretty nice.
That's terrific.
Chatted with him, and then night before last, I was on the Jay Leno show with Laura Bush. So,
wow.
Very, very exciting.
So Kerry's not tried to tap into you at all?
Yeah. John Kerry didn't make a phone call? We just want to check.
No, he hasn't called yet.
You will.
The astronauts in the International Space Station called as well, and we chatted to them for about 20 minutes.
Oh, those guys, they're cool on that. Now, what about with the instruments? You had a problem with the instruments.
Yes.
Did you flip out?
No.
I don't mean physically, but mentally, did you go nuts when the instrument started fading on you?
Well, the instrument cut out completely, and I had nothing to look at.
That would be worse than fading out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they faded out, and then they just went blank for about 30 seconds towards the top. So I just looked out of the window and tried to orient myself. As long as I was going up, I knew I was fine.
Prior to this, is your background as a test pilot? Is that what you do? How do you? What is your background? Because as I said, I didn't get deep enough into the documentary. What is your background, Mike?
Okay, my background's not all that exciting. You know, I'm actually a high school dropout, and I don't have a degree in anything. But I've been flying for a lot of years. I've got 7,000 hours in about 130 planes.
What's your favorite Star Trek? Is it Star Trek?
Star Trek is great.
Or is it Star Trek: The Next Generation?
You like the old one or the most recent?
Star Trek: Deep Space Nine, Star Trek: Enterprise.
I forgot they turned it into a franchise.
Yes.
Which one do you like best? You like Captain Kirk or Captain Picard?
Actually, I like Captain Kirk.
There you go.
And, yeah, well, I like them both. But, you know, Captain Kirk actually showed up to the flight and meet him, and so that was great.
All right, well, Mike, listen, a pleasure to have you on this show. Mike Melville, let's say this, an American hero.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, truly.
Thank you so much, guys. I really enjoyed being with you.
Well, you know, Mike, I do want to say to you that, you know, at some point, and maybe it's going to be long after we're gone, or who knows, maybe it won't be, when we do have civilian space travel and you can, you know, hop on one of these birds and take a trip out to outer space, it's guys like you that that contributed to that, not just the NASA astronauts, and you're to be congratulated.
Just so you know, it's guys like me that will mortgage their house to be able to get in a plane and do it.
It won't be too long. We're thinking it'll be 3 to 5 years, and you'll be able to do that.
Oh, wow. My God. Fantastic.
Here's the thing. Well, my wife let me. She flipped out when I went skydiving.
Thanks for having me, Don.
All right, thank you, Mike. Nice talking to you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
You know, if the safety record is a little dicey, she might let you.
You know, well, they offer drinks in first class. That's what I want.
but we'll be able to swallow.
These are all questions, I guess, that we'll have to figure out, Mike.
Because I'll try it, but you're going to have to get me way drunk.
Way low.
You know? But then again, it wouldn't be, you know, you'd be up there, you'd be kind of wobbly, you wouldn't enjoy the experience as much. Or maybe you'd enjoy it more.
That's right. And don't forget, what effect does alcohol have on you? At zero gravity.
The only thing I can think of is be able to see your vomit.
Well, I know that if you weigh 5 times your weight, you'd have to drink 5 times as much. I'm not a high school graduate.
If that's the case, Star Jones ain't never getting into space.
Oh, my God. Right.
I don't care what kind of plane we make. Give me a break.
We got a break.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
In Virginia, the southbound lanes of 395 prior to the beltway. We have an accident there. One lane's getting by to the left. The ramp to the inner loop also blocked right now. No idea what to have for dinner tonight. How about the new spectacular 7's deal from Domino's? 3 medium pizzas, unlimited toppings, $7 each. Get the door. It's Domino's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get 2 fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get 2 6-inch subs, 2 21-ounce drinks, and 2 bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
20th Century Fox and Happy Madison Productions present...
Dude,
think about your grandma's house. Grandma's boy.
Do you remember my grandson, Alex?
How old are you now?
36.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
Warning, Josh. Been spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
You're a hooker!
This movie contains foul language. I don't give a fuck. Strong sexual content.
You are my first.
You're my 3,000-something.
I don't want a condom.
And illicit behavior.
He has quite a kick.
I hear my hair growing.
Now,
rage!
You'll laugh.
I feel like Tom Cruise's cocktail.
You'll cry.
Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, I started a fight club.
Oh, my head!
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Forget what you were just talking about.
Happy Madison's Grandma's Boy. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing only in theaters. Go to grandmasboymovie.com.
One for you and one for me.
We all learned it.
Two for you and two for me.
Even kids know what's fair and what's not.
Three for you and four for me.
But some big corporations in Maryland don't seem to have learned that lesson.
When it comes to employee health care, some of the most profitable corporations in Maryland aren't paying their fair share.
These multi-billion dollar corporations pass the cost of employee health care onto us, the taxpayers.
But the Maryland legislature has a plan that would make sure everyone pays their fair share.
The Fair Share Healthcare Bill ensures big corporations with more than 10,000 workers provide quality, affordable health care to their employees.
Seems fair to me.
Call your legislator at 800-492-7122 and tell him to vote to override the governor's veto of the Fair Share Healthcare Bill because it's only fair.
We're Maryland for healthcare. Visit us on the web at imahealthcarevoter.org/MD because the longer we wait to fix healthcare,
the worse the problem's gonna get.
Paid for by Maryland for Healthcare, a project of SEIU.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, giving you the auto scoop with Adam Goldfein.
If you're in the market for a used vehicle, but you want the protection of a new car, consider a certified pre-owned vehicle. Certified pre-owned vehicles are used vehicles with very low miles, which pass stringent inspections by the dealers, and come with an extended new car warranty from the manufacturer. It's the best of both worlds. You end up paying less for a pre-owned vehicle, and you get the warranty protection of a new vehicle.
Start 2006 with a double good feeling in a brand new vehicle from Koons during the Koons for Kids campaign. Koons Honda and Koons of Manassas will save you thousands on new and certified pre-owned Hondas, Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMCs, and they'll donate $50 to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Imagine big savings on all Hondas, Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMCs, plus you can help a worthy cause when you buy. Get that double good feeling today at Koons. I-66 and Business Route 234 in Manassas, Virginia, or grabthewheel.com.
For the first time since 1999, Joe Gibbs leads the Redskins into the playoffs.
All-Star gets it. He didn't make it.
Took it upwards.
He didn't make it. Very close. They say he's in. They say he's in on the second effort.
Second effort. After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands.
It's time for the Redskins to unleash their second effort.
I have my signal. Unleash hell.
Back to pass. Detmer from behind. Ball is knocked away by Phillip Daniels. It's loose on the ground. Two men. Big pile up for it. Picked up by the Redskins. Sean Taylor off to the races. 15-10-5. He dives in for the touchdown, Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This Saturday. Live from Tampa Bay. The pregame coverage starts at 1. Kickoff at 4:30 on Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by the full-size Nissan Titan.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Jurgens, and the Redskins taking on Tampa Bay. A little unfinished business. The Bucs beat the Skins earlier this year.
Yes, and a very close and controversial ending to that football game. And I'm sure the Redskins are looking forward to going back to Tampa. I think they're looking for, hey, anybody that they play right now. When you're in the playoffs, it's a one, you know, it's a new season. Anything can happen. Yes, they have to go on the road, but I think they'll be up to the task.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. When Nissan comes to play, we play to win. That's why we created the full-size Nissan Titan, to be bigger, better, bolder than you ever thought a full-size truck could be. Titan's got a 5.6-liter, 305-horsepower V8 engine, smooth, refined Nissan muscle power at your command, ready to unleash at a second's notice. Nissan Titan rides on a full-box ladder frame, tough, rugged bones that eat any challenger for breakfast. Like a 9,500-pound haul? That's right. Get the Nissan Titan Big Tow Package and tow up to 9,500 pounds without breaking a sweat. Power, durability, strength. The 305-horsepower Nissan Titan, ruggedly equipped at $24,205. MSRP for 2006 Nissan Titan XE 4x2 King Cab with Big Tow Package includes $705 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, license, dealer sets actual price.
It's not the same world. It's not the same FBI. In defense of this great nation, the role of America's FBI has expanded considerably. Right now, the FBI is undergoing a major initiative to hire IT professionals. Interviews will begin in January, and special operations are being implemented to bring applicants on board as soon as possible. Apply today at FBIjobs.gov or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. You will engage the most advanced technologies for the nation's homeland security, to stop criminals and terrorist networks, to redefine FBI operations, and more. IT opportunities exist at all levels. For a list of openings or to apply, go to FBIjobs.gov. Visit FBIjobs.gov or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. Today's FBI, it's for you. The FBI is an equal opportunity employer.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communications store, your neighborhood wireless zone location, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Do you suffer from erectile dysfunction and have had no success with other medications? For over 15 years,
Boston Medical Group has helped men restore their sexual confidence. Their files are filled with over 500,000 success stories. Here's one of them.
I've tried Viagra, and that didn't work for me. I couldn't possibly tell you how disappointed I was. But then I found Boston Medical Group. Their treatment worked. I was surprised at how simple and effective it was.
If you're suffering from an erection problem or premature ejaculation, and you failed to get results from the popular pills, don't despair. Boston Medical Group has the answer. You'll receive a personalized treatment that's guaranteed to work safely and effectively, regardless of age or causes. Your strength and duration will increase from just one visit. And with private waiting rooms and prescriptions filled on site, your privacy is Boston Medical Group's first concern. Call 866-SEX-4-LIFE for a clinic near you. That's 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Call today. Perform tonight. 866-SEX-4-LIFE. Or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Admit the guilt, Mr. Shatner. Priceline doesn't let you choose your own hotel.
That's not true.
You are under oath, sir.
Yes, but now, on Priceline, you can pick your exact hotel. Book exactly what you want from our list of great deals. You don't have to bid if you don't want to.
So if I pull up the website right here...
You'll see it right there. Any more questions, counselor? Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
3FM, 106.7, WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Welcome in.
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Hey, you're ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike right here on the Westwood One Radio Network coming out of Washington, D.C. Hey, everybody, I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you with Johnny Norman, and we are looking forward to a great weekend. Not only are the Redskins in the playoffs, but Don and Mike return on Monday, as Julia told you. Now, time for some breaking news on the best of Don and Mike.
Oh, they found the theme.
That's it. That's the right theme.
Time for breaking news. Giving away the trip courtesy of Delta Airlines to South Beach. This is really not like our usual half-ass stuff we do.
No.
I mean, where you get down there, and sure, you're there.
Yeah, but you're on your own.
And then somebody steals your luggage.
Right.
And you end up calling the station.
And then you're sold into slavery.
But not this time, Mike.
No, this is going to be the real deal.
We're on trip air on Delta. 3 nights at the South Beach Marriott. You get the Avis rental car. And all you have to do is break stuff.
Break stuff!
That is cool. Breaking news. Now, we've got a lot of decent ones and a lot of crappy ones.
Hmm.
At least looking at who's on and what's doing.
Now, we're going to go until we get one that we really like, right?
That's right. And if it's the first one, that's great. Here is Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you from?
Spokane.
What is it you will be breaking today?
Oh, I got a half rack of beer.
You have a what?
12-pack of beer.
12-pack of beer in bottles.
Yeah, they're bottles. They're empty, though, because I didn't figure it'd make enough noise with the beer in it.
Well, I mean, it's something. Yeah, probably, I mean, it is right? Something. It's not the greatest, but if they're empty, probably they might even make more noise.
What kind of beer was it?
Bud.
What, are you going to mourn it?
Yeah, you know, a last
one. I'm going to drink it after we're done here.
You said it was empty.
Hello?
Hello, idiot? Hello.
Jeff?
Yeah, what?
All right, go ahead. Break them.
Okay.
Here we go. Breaking news. What the hell is this?
It's the sound of bottles bouncing on something.
Gently tumbling.
Yes.
Yeah. Sound of a Budweiser drinker.
And he's going to drink the empty bottles after he's done. I don't understand
him. Maybe he poured it into a bowl.
Hey, Jeff?
Pound Sand or Coke?
Yeah, Pound Sand.
Coke.
Right, great taste of beer belongs in a bottle.
Let's go to...
Kurt Schenkel.
Another guy.
Kurt Schenkel.
Named yeah, right. Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Mike and Don.
Yes, we are. Hi there, Jeff.
Hi. I'm going to break windows in my wife's car, and for the finale, I'll shoot the front windshield out with a shotgun.
I do not believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe you at all.
Why not?
Because you're lying.
Well, listen to this. You hear that?
Yeah, well, you're breaking something, but how are we to know you're breaking your wife's car windows?
And then why would you do that?
Are you to win the trip.
Yeah, but... No, wait a minute. I mean, but why? I mean, is it a new car?
No, it's an older car.
It's an older car. Does your wife
condone
this? You know
what's breaking in here in the studio? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard something. What did you break?
Half the wall just collapsed over here. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but somebody, you didn't get the soda in the board. That's good.
Somebody plugging a lamp?
Everything just fell on the side of the room.
And was that the sound of you shooting out a window?
No, that was me busting out the passenger side window.
With what?
What did you use to break out the window?
Hitch off the back of my truck.
That would do it.
All right.
That would do it.
Do another one. Well, what type of car is this that you're doing this to?
An 88 Caddy.
An 88 Caddy. And your wife has condoned this?
Well, she doesn't really know about it right now.
Yeah. Is this a car that she's currently driving?
No, this guy.
Well, she hasn't drove it for a little while.
See, this guy, I don't doubt he might be breaking windows in a car, but you're at a junkyard or something like that.
No, I live on a farm. We got this car sitting here that we've...
All right,
still got the same effect.
But hold on.
It's the same effect, but tell the truth.
But you're lying about it. You're making it sound like it's a car your wife's got in the garage.
You're breaking the windows out on a junker that's like in the backyard.
Your white trash, it's either in the front or backyard, probably on blocks.
On the porch.
Yes.
Well, actually, I've been thinking about you running it as a derby car, in a demo derby.
Uh-huh. In the demo derby.
All right, well, then, you know, listen, just be honest about it, dude.
Right.
I mean...
You just say you're breaking out windows in a car and you're going to shoot one with a shotgun.
Yeah.
All right, well, then let's do that. Go ahead.
Proceed.
All righty. Did you hear that first one?
Yeah, go do the other one.
All righty. Here we go.
All righty, whatnot.
That was...
That was a back window.
Now get out the shotgun.
Yeah. We're bored with this now.
All right.
Let's bring out the artillery.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
For God's sakes, be careful.
Or not.
All righty.
Okay, go. Fire in the hole.
Did you hear that one?
Was that a cap gun?
It did.
That was a 12-gauge.
Really? It didn't sound that loud.
Real gun.
Well, let me lay the phone down.
All right, do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
The barrel.
Lay the phone down and take it.
Hey, how many shells do you have?
Well, I got several boxes of them.
Why don't you lay just about half a dozen shells into the car?
Under the car or into the car?
Into the car.
You're not one of those,
okay.
You're not one of those,
shoot the car.
You're not one of those militia guys, are you?
No.
It says Illinois. Where are you calling from?
Roseville, Illinois. I listen on Burlington Station.
All right. I think it's a great idea if you kind of put the phone off to the side and then shoot the car with the shotgun. Just blast the hell out of the car.
Aim at the gas tank.
All right. Here
like
we
in
go.
The movie.
Watch out for ricochet.
You ever see the movie The Jackal?
Yeah.
With Bruce Willis and Jack Black?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Are you going to set the phone down?
Yeah.
And it's always the phones that are like this.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Here we go. Here we go. You're listening to Breaking News.
He's moved into the finals, hasn't he?
I got to hear like four or five shots in a row.
You have to reload after two?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, two, if it's, you know, standard double-barrel shotgun. This is good. I like that.
I'm enjoying this.
Keep going. Hey, dude, keep going.
Keep going. We are loving this. This is fantastic.
I got to reload the shotgun.
Okay.
There.
Yeah,
we
understand. Listen, here's the deal. Reload and fire as fast and safely. Don't worry about the safety part.
Yeah.
But as fast as you possibly can.
Okay. Well, it holds three shells. I got to reload every three shells.
Every three shells, but three. Just to try to reload quickly.
Okay.
All right, and put the phone, you know, far away so we can just, like, hear the sound of the shotgun.
And what part of the car are you shooting at?
He's going. He's gone. Laid down the He's phone gone. To reload.
Let's listen.
That's pretty good.
Now you got to reload.
Right.
Got to reload.
Not technically breaking anything, but a great hey, sound, nevertheless.
Well, he's breaking the car.
Yes.
It's amusing.
Hello?
Hello.
Wow. Yeah. You're
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
You're in, as they would say on American Idol, you're going to Hollywood. Hold on. You're in the final.
You're a finalist.
Hold on a
all
second.
All right.
We'll come back to you. Now he set the bar pretty high.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's our next contestant from Buffalo. Here's Hooter.
Hooter?
Hi, Hooter.
Hey, Hooter, are you there?
I'm here. What's going on?
Hey, Hooter, what are you going to be breaking on? Breaking
one
news.
One better than a case of booze?
Yes.
I'm going to do a case of Crown Royal down a flight of stairs.
A case of Crown Royal?
Empty Crown Royal?
Full Crown Royals. Oh, I'm at work right now. My boss doesn't know about it, but that's the best part about it. I'm ready when you are.
How much is in a case of Crown Royal? How many bottles?
Six bottles.
12. Dozen.
12. A dozen bottles?
Oh, you got a dozen bottles in there?
Dozen bottles in the case. About to go, sir.
All right, Hooter. Let it go.
Ready when you are.
All right, go.
He will not be happy about that one. Should I do the next case?
Don't bother.
He will not be happy.
Give it one more try.
I got one more case about to go.
All right, go. Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
That's alcohol abuse for you, fellas.
Yeah. Pound Sam.
See you later. Hello,
he won't be happy.
John in California.
And they didn't
John.
Technically break. You heard them bounce.
Man, yeah.
Right.
You there?
Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on? I know what's going on. You there?
Hey, Joe and Beth Ann, I noticed the guy with the gun, and thank you for that, sir.
Yeah.
Joe and Beth Ann, the guy with the gun is not on the phone anymore. So we got to get him back, because something tells me he's going to be the big winner here.
Hey, man, are you there?
Yeah. What are you going to be breaking, John?
You know, like a masonry fountain you have in front of your house?
Yeah.
It's really in the backyard.
Okay. How are you going to break it?
Well, I tried tapping on a little bit to see what it would do, but I'd rather take a chunk of wood and toss it at it, because I've tried sitting there beating on the thing a little. Tried beating on the thing, and I'd rather stay away because I don't have glasses on.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Safety first.
All right, Johnny Safety. We're ready for you to try to break a fountain.
Uno, ready?
Yes.
Let me...
What the hell is this?
What's he doing?
What is this?
The dog spazzed out on me.
I would think so.
Not sick enough.
Oh, but enjoyable.
Here is Tim in Maryland. Hi, Tim.
Timmy, you there?
Are you calling for Tim?
Is that your name?
Yes.
Well, then, yes.
And that would
Tim.
Be you.
That's you. What are you going to break, Tim?
I have a computer monitor from work with a two, and I'm just going to beat the hell out of it with a 2x4.
All right, good. It's probably recreational for
Simple
you.
And effective.
Stress relief.
Stress relief.
Are you going to put the phone down when you do it?
I'm going to put it right next to the computer monitor.
All right, good guy. Here you go. Anytime, Tim. He's getting into it now.
There you are.
Very nice.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, we enjoyed that.
You're in the finals.
Thank you.
Hold on.
And
Don,
you know, I like starting them like Simon starts them on the. Right, off you go.
Hello, Pete. Pete in New York. Don and Mike show. Pete, what do you got for breaking news?
Hey, Don and Mike. Love you, brothers.
Thank you. What are you going to break?
Well, the truck from the guy that runs the farm across the street from my house is in my driveway.
Yes.
And I'm going to take a shovel. He's not here. And nobody's here. But I'm pretty sure that he's banging my fiance. And I don't know. I would just like to take it out on him. I'd like to smash. I don't have a gun.
I don't know, but I got the feeling that you're 100% fake caller.
Is this Billy Bush?
Yeah. But you know what my favorite part about breaking news is the tall tales.
Yeah, the long tall tales.
Yeah, boy, you must have some big stones that he's banging your girl, and you're going to take it out of his car. All right, go ahead.
All right. Well,
go ahead.
Okay, hang on. Let me,
right.
I don't know, I'll put the stupid phone on the,
set
the scene.
Boy, you're really duping us.
Paint a picture.
All right, hang on.
Yes. Remember, he's angry because this guy's banging his girlfriend.
That's why he's going, okay, let me put the stupid phone down.
He hits like a girl.
Pretty soon he has to hit stop on his sound effects TV.
Do you want more?
That was great. What was that? Didn't I just see you in A League of Their Own? Hey, who do you play for? The Rockford Peaches? Get out of here,
you
loser.
You log time with that movie, do you, Don? Occasionally when it comes on, because I freely admit that I do.
Memorized.
I love it all the time.
I love it.
Here is
oh, Gina.
Lamont.
Yeah. Batter up.
Lamont.
Hey, guys.
Lamont from Virginia. What are you going to break on Breaking News?
I'm going to break Michael's finger.
I hit the dumb button. That was the finger guy.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was the finger guy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I think he wanted to break his finger, didn't
he? Yeah. Right, off you go.
Hello. Here is Buck in Kansas. Hello, Buck.
I'm Don Mike.
Hey, what are you going to break on Breaking News?
Booster Buzz, being from Wichita. I got we just changed out our toilets here in our shop, and I got a toilet for them.
Wonderful.
I'm going to raise it up. I'm going to put it in the bucket of our front-end loader.
Oh, yes.
Raise it about 20 feet in the air.
Hello.
Well, and drop it on a concrete pad.
Cool. Let me say, as long as you...
Right here. Here's the lid sliding around.
If
in the bucket, I got my buddy going to lift her up. You ready, guys?
Yeah. Now, if this guy has the proper sound, we really could have a finalist compete with the guy with the gun.
Yeah. Make sure let's listen.
Sit up there. Hold on, it's going up right now.
Make sure the phone is close to the crash.
I'm standing right by it. I got my safety glasses and hard hat on.
Hold the phone away from your body.
Here you go.
Okay, here we go.
I'm off it, buddy.
Toilet.
Here we go. Here it comes. There you go. That's it.
That phone, too much talking and not enough sound. We didn't pick it up very well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was the phone technique.
Great idea, though.
We've got the guy with the fountain. We've got, did we talk to, he's a finalist, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy with the fountain? Or is he not?
Wayne?
John?
Yeah, I hope so.
What did you do already?
Nothing. I was out in the backyard and I threw and broke that fountain. I hung up because I thought I heard that.
No, he's not a finalist.
Oh, that's right.
Come on.
No, if you heard that, you're right. Here's Jason. Hello, Jason. We've had so many of these guys, I don't remember who's who. Jason, what are you going to break?
I work at a concrete plant, and we have this concrete tester, and I have a bunch of concrete cylinders that I want to break. But after the concrete cylinder, I want to break all these little glass jars I want to put in there.
Okay, I'm not really sure I follow this.
He's
going to
break concrete cylinders, and then he's going to break all these little jars that he has.
But how do you break concrete cylinders? Would you have, like, toss them off a building or something?
You put them into, like, a little machine, and it presses them from both sides. And we test how many pounds it can take.
That's right.
All right, give it a shot, Jason. Whatever.
All right, here we go.
Just know a gun is hard to beat.
I know. And no one may do it. That's for sure. In many different ways.
It takes about 30 seconds for it to load up.
All right, so they're loading up, and then it's going to compress it.
Welcome to Honk for Break.
It's going to sound like a gunshot, like that guy with the car, but he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
A good attitude.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry.
Good winning attitude. Good winning attitude.
It's humble.
Jason?
Yes. It's at 56,000 pounds. That's unsafe.
That's
56,000 pounds, incidentally.
7,000. Here we go.
That's also the weight total on the Women of WJFK calendar.
Wow, that's strong concrete.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah, that did suck.
It sure did.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's got like a stress. That was
bad.
The sound of a buzzer.
Bad. That was bad. We'll try one more person. One more person. Here's Rick in Sacramento. Rick.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Now, Rick, listen. This guy with the gun, right now is holding us all hostage. He's, he's the winner thus far.
Did we lose him?
No, we got him back.
All right.
Jeff from Illinois, we got him. What would you like to break, Rick?
I have a 17-inch NEC computer monitor, which my girl just got, and she ain't been on the internet all, this is all week, so it's going down.
What?
Really?
What did you just say?
Whatever.
Translate. What are you talking
about?
It's
another guy that wants to give us like a backstory to say that if for whatever reason this computer belongs to his girlfriend. She's not been on the internet.
Not using it.
Right? Am I right or wrong? Do
yes,
I understand?
Yes, you are right.
Thank you.
And this angers you?
Very much.
All right. Okay. So you're breaking it.
Yes, I am.
Let's hear some anger.
All right.
What are you breaking it with? How are you breaking it?
I'm going to put the phone down right now.
I don't know. I am going to. I am.
Very nice, but.
Hear that?
Hear that?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. I think we're ready to call it, Mike.
Yeah, Don, you and I are suckers for a shotgun.
Let's go back to Jeff in Illinois. Jeff?
Yes.
The great news is you're the winner.
And you see, you started out with that tall tale about your girlfriend's car. The fact is, all you needed was the shotgun, Jeff.
And what we need you now to do is squeeze off a few more rounds for us. Fire right at the car. Can you break? Are there any windows left? Could you break window?
Actually, the shotgun blast through the windshield took out the remaining windows.
How about the hubcaps?
I can try that.
There you go.
How about the grill as well?
Sure.
Yeah.
The headlights?
Everything's fair game.
Just fire away.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got
Welcome you. To Shoot for Cash. You know, with our audience, we could do that game every freaking day.
You bet we could.
I've got to get loaded again. I had it unloaded.
Go ahead. We'll listen. And a special return engagement by Wendell Hall.
Yeah, you're right. This reminds me of Wendell Hall's empty chamber with the click, click, click.
He's two.
Oh.
That's three.
Okay, reload.
Oh, right through the radiator.
Reload. Reload. We want to hear shoot.
Reload. Shoot again. Breaking news.
Less talking, more shooting.
Welcome to the Bill O'Reilly Show. Dude, what are you doing?
We're going to see to it that you die.
Jeff?
I hear him. He's loading.
Oh, he's loading. Okay, right. I'll turn the music off. He's aiming.
Yeah.
What a great dumb show this is.
Yes, wonderful.
Oh, an extra one.
Man, where do you get that fourth
shell? Where did you find a fourth one from?
Sound any good?
Where did you get the fourth shell?
Where did the extra shell come from?
Well, I just threw one back in real quick.
Good job.
Just for a little encore.
Cool. Very nice.
Thank you. Well, from the land of Lincoln, my friend, congratulations. You're the winner on Breaking News.
Woo-hoo!
And that means you're going courtesy of Delta Airlines to South Beach, Florida. I sure do know you can go to O'Hare Airport and get out of there. You got a pair of round-trip air tickets on Delta to Miami. You'll stay three nights at the South Beach Marriott. You get a free Avis rental car for 3 days. It's all from Delta Airlines. Thank Delta Vacations for all your travel needs. Restrictions apply.
Yeah. One of the restrictions, no guns.
Yeah, no guns. Thank you. Everybody's ready
for
that.
Thank you very much.
All right, dude. Thank you.
This is great.
No, you're great.
Yes, leave your gun at home, though. They don't like those in airports. No.
Remember, you know, people don't kill people. People with guns kill people.
That's right.
Thank you. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. That's breaking news.
Shotgun Red.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
In Virginia West on 66, prior to Nutley Street, only at the right shoulder lane is blocked right now by an accident. We had several lanes blocked earlier. You will find delays from around 7. Carrying nourishing shea butter lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and anywhere else. Skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
Out with the old, in with new low fares. United's got great deals to worldwide destinations. Book online at united.com and earn 2,006 bonus miles or call 1-800-UNITED-1 today.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I've got left, besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe, are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as download, thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right, starting with my desktop. I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life, at least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
You know, there's an old Hawaiian saying that goes, Makalaka haka, onawa huna, olaka juna, olka kruna kona, which means 7-Eleven now offers delicious world roast coffees, including the rich, medium-bodied flavor of the Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee. Which reminds me of another saying, haka wanta nak justa chaka, meaning the well-balanced flavor of Hawaiian Kona Blend coffee is brewed fresh every 30 minutes at participating 7-Eleven stores. Oh, thank heaven. Aloha.
All right, Smith, contracts in order?
Yes, sir.
What was that?
My stomach. I skipped breakfast.
Okay, Gene, is your team ready?
Oh, dear. I skipped, too.
Oh, Jenkins.
I didn't eat either.
What's wrong with you people?
Stomach growling? You don't have to skip breakfast. Whip into 7-Eleven for our new pancake breakfast sandwiches. Double sausage and cheese or molasses ham with egg between fluffy maple pancakes. They're great on the go. Oh, thank heaven. At participating 7-Eleven stores.
My enemy in here is not the gangs, is not the guards, it's hope.
Imagine a life behind bars.
Spend all your time waiting.
Day after day.
For that second chance.
Year after year.
For a break that would make it okay.
For a crime you didn't commit.
How far are you standing from me? About 8 feet? That's the length of my husband's cell.
How many more innocent people are going to have to go to prison convicted of a crime they did not commit?
Now, there's hope.
I'm not just going to sit back and let this happen.
We only have one shot.
ABC presents Kyle MacLachlan and Jason O'Mara in a groundbreaking new drama.
Listen to me! I'm innocent!
We're going to show you innocent, baby. We're going to get you out.
Injustice. The series premiere. Tonight at 9, only on Washington's ABC 7.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by the D.C. Lottery.
I'm Sonny Jurgensen. I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. Redskins headed down to Tampa Bay to take on the Bucs. These teams match up well, Sonny. It's a real tough matchup.
I like the matchup of the Redskins' defense against Chris Sims and their offense. I like that matchup. Yes, they have a good defense. The Redskins have two outstanding playmakers in Clinton Portis and Santana Moss, and you can't take both of them away, and that's how the Redskins have been winning and getting the job done offensively.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio.
Butter smooth leather, sound system pumping, my walking days are in the
past. What are you rhyming about?
My new car.
You got a new car?
No, but I just bought a D.C. Lottery Auto Show instant ticket, and when I scratch it, I could win up to $50,000 in cash, or enter to win the 2006 Chrysler 300C, or the all-new 2006 Jeep Commander. Scratch and drive, baby.
I hope you drive better than you rhyme.
Scratch the new D.C. Lottery Auto Show instant ticket and win cash, or enter the second chance drawing to win a brand new ride. Drawing is January 29th at the Washington Auto Show.
The Junkies, mornings on Free FM.
I wanted the boys to hear that.
It's freaking...
This is Brittany's husband, Kevin Federline.
What is that?
I want to know
that,
what...
Is that Pickle's house?
What's the Bobo Za? Anyway, that's what I want to know. I mean, you could play this at a techno, you know, at a wave.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't even
at a wave.
I'll be in the box.
And a wave.
He said a wave.
What a dummy.
I meant raid. You know what he's capable
of? You can hear
of?
At a raid. Seriously, it fits in kind of the techno
at a
laser.
Thing of raid?
At a rave, Ricky.
Yeah, seriously.
Could you be more? Did you not sleep last night?
Could you be whiter?
The Junkie. Now, every weekday morning.
on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
EB from the Junkies here, and I want everybody to know that Best Buy is the best place to get all the things you really wanted for the holidays. If you didn't get exactly what you were looking for this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all of the hot electronics you love, including MP3 players like the hot iPod. On the plane to Puerto Rico this year, everybody had an iPod. The Nano, the Shuffle, that cool black iPod, the iPod Mini. Of course, Best Buy has all the notebook computers you could want so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere. They have the latest and coolest cell phones like the Motorola Razr, so you're never too far out of touch. They have all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV shows like 24 and The West Wing. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are also there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you didn't find what you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stocking, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
The concert tour everyone is talking about. Vince Neil, Tommy Lee, Nikki Sixx, Nick Mars, The Crew. Original members, the Carnival of Sins Tour, February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Motley Crue. Performing all the hits, including new songs from the anthology, Red, White, and Crue, in stores now. What happens at the show stays at the show. The world's most infamous rock band. February 15th at First Mariner Arena. Tickets are on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone or online at CellarDoor.com and Ticketmaster.com. Motley Crue, the Carnival of Sins Tour, produced by Cellar Door.
Hey, Redskin fans, it's for you, man. We brought it back.
The Washington Redskins thank their legions of devoted fans for helping push their team towards the playoffs.
We keep, you know, pushing this on because believers, when we out there, we feel y'all.
I want to say a big thanks to everybody back at home, all the fans that helped us get those games at home. I want to give them a lot of credit on this.
Without you guys, man, we're all in it together, man, the whole community, man.
The area's best selection of Redskins playoff merchandise is available at official Redskins stores. Check Redskins.com for store locations.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Do you have trouble falling or staying asleep? Are you awake until all hours of the night? If so, please listen closely to this announcement. This is not a sales solicitation. Participants from our area are needed to evaluate a new treatment for insomnia on behalf of a major pharmaceutical manufacturer. This research study is at absolutely no cost to you and includes an initial consultation, study medication, and follow-up visits to evaluate your progress. Compensation may also be provided in exchange for your time. So if twisting in bed, wrestling with your pillows, and staring at your alarm clock sound like your nights, call now to see if you qualify. Remember, this study is at absolutely no cost to you. Call toll-free 1-888-528-4664 or log on to www.yourinsomnia.com. That's 1-888-528-4664.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Start gathering them up. Go and get the wheelbarrow and the rake. are clueless. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. That's right. Don and Mike returning Monday, January 9th. Is that what it is? Yeah? Okay, good. So I know where I am in this month. All right. Better than last month. Last month flew by. Anyway, welcome back. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Artinger, here to remind ye...
Joe.
You threw me there, Johnny. Anyway, reminding ye for all things, to get caught up on all things Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com and don't forget to visit the star. Now let's get right back into the best of Don and Mike. Oh, look, it's me, Joe Mose, on St. Patty's Day on the best of Don and Mike.
Joe, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Joe went out last night. Hold on, what does it say? What, Mike? Oh, excuse me for a second. I'm concerned about my buddy Mike, so I'll take this call. Mm. Marnie, what Mike needs. Hello, Marnie.
Hi. I just wanted to let Mike know that I had back problems for years. Did acupuncture, did surgery, did everything. Nothing worked until I got the machine that you hang upside down in. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I know it sounds crazy, but if you try it, they're not expensive. They're like $130. Oh, you do?
I have an inversion chair, yeah. And believe it or not, I tried the inversion chair and actually threw my back out doing it. I hate to say that, but I did. But I might try it again right now. You know, desperation. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Marnie, isn't there some other way that you could make Mike feel better?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
But, Don, I have a question.
See, I'm playing up to that now.
Well, Don, for you, Don, you should understand, you know, I am in a kind of a, you know, committed relationship, so it's right.
The other day.
Were you insinuating young Marnie could, you know, take my pain away in some sexual way?
Yes, I was. Only
the inversion table threw his back out.
Only because I was hanging up on the chick last week. When you wanted to talk dirty with her.
But here, no, see, that was one that was directed at both of us, and we used to have fun with that when we both kind of, you know, and then you bailed out of that one, you know. Hey, Marty, can you do me a favor?
I was trying to make it up to you.
I have a question for Don, though.
Yeah, go ahead, Marty.
Don,
what
is the difference between the compliment the acupuncturist gave you about having a wonderful mind?
Excuse me, an incredible mind.
An incredible mind.
I am.
As opposed to someone telling you that they really do like your voice, that your voice really...
Okay. All right, goodbye, retard.
No.
Listen, I can... Here's
no,
the thing.
Wait,
there's something terribly wrong there.
No. There's something bothering
no
you
way.
About... Wait, I think we've identified it. It's when they compliment your voice. You really say... You don't buy it?
Yeah, right.
You don't think that it's in the realm of possibility that somebody... Your voice is higher than most radio guys.
Yeah, thanks for pointing out
it's
the
raspy.
Obvious. Thank you for pointing out.
This is why you haven't gotten
thank
ahead
you.
In the... But do you totally...
Thank you,
Mike. Discount the fact that that could actually... That somebody might dig that?
No. Yeah, I mean, yes, no. No, it's impossible.
No, it is not impossible.
No, look at where you are. It must be fine.
You know what it is?
What?
It's all I am, and it's not the voice. Trust me. I've said for a long time, if I had a voice like yours, I wouldn't be doing a show like this. I don't know what I'd be doing, but I'm telling you, it's the voice that's held me down.
Do you know what? I so totally disagree with that. I started. I listened to you before I worked with you, and when I was listening to you,
I had the same goddamn voice. I mean, it got a little worse. But
when you were on VGC, I listened to you, and the reason was not just because of what was coming out of your mouth; it was the way it sounded as well.
thank you.
Some women, I think, hear the.
I'm trying to give you a compliment before we go away, my sweet.
Thank you.
That's what I'm trying to do here.
Thank you.
A very, very gay Don and Mike show.
I'm an ugly duckling, and I know it. No. Let's leave it at that.
It's the same thing with a comedian, though. If you if you get a pretty comedian coming out on stage, that's two strikes against him right away.
That's right.
That's why you don't see a lot of pretty comedians. You know?
So I'm ugly, too? I know I am. Is that what you're saying? I know what you're saying. That there's not a pretty comedian. So why couldn't I be successful with a bad voice?
I'm over here in excruciating pain.
I know you are.
Trying to make you feel better.
Listen, I had my acupuncture.
I'm not
talking. I feel great.
You can always feel better. You can always feel better than
me. That's
why they make the pills.
Be harder to feel better than I do right now.
About the pretty comedian thing, then, how do you explain Rita Rudner?
I think you're talking about men.
You know what, though? Female comedians can be hot.
And hold on a second.
Yeah. Like Margaret Cho.
And what about George Wallace? He's a good-looking man.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got the best kind of
talk
show
on
the strip.
No, but I mean, there are exceptions. There are incredible comedians who are good-looking, like Dom Herrera.
Let's get Joe's stuff on the air.
Very good. Joe, where is Joe?
I don't think Joe's got a friend in the world.
Right.
True.
But he's got a great voice. And we sent him out last night to some bar. He already gave them a plug, so no need to mention it again. And talked to I don't know how many people. We'll see how many we can get through with these. A million, Rob
talk
says.
A million
talk
people.
To 1 million people for St. Patrick's Day. Where's all the Jomos? Oh, here's the intro. God. So many friggin' tapes. Hello?
Hmm.
Oh, there you go.
It's time for another edition of Joe Mose. Joe Artinger, man on the street.
Here we go.
Joe Artinger?
Yeah.
Oh, Dynamite?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, see, he knows more than me.
Should
ask him.
Phoenicians. You're the world's oldest phone stringer, right?
That's right.
Where the hell is the microphone?
In the ceiling.
Unbelievable. That first cut, I believe, was just Joe pointing out that, because I'm not
so he didn't have a microphone like up to anybody's face, right?
I don't know. On the sheet, it just says, cut number one, are you Joe Artinger?
Mm-hmm.
Here's cut number two called Girl by Joe.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm Joseph O. Artinger with CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast?
Sure. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi. Are you Irish?
Actually, I am, 50%.
I guess everybody is Irish today.
I don't know about that.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick, and what is his significance?
Well, St. Patty was a great...
Point of order. I would like to state. I'll submit that Mr. Artinger may have had an adult beverage or two prior to doing this.
I got the same vibe.
The energy level is different,
and he's got that slight slurring thing happening.
Let me ask you a few questions.
I agree.
Well, he's entitled. Do you know about?
No, I don't know for sure, but I think so as well, and I think it's going to help.
Oh, and I was going to say the same thing, but I agree with you. I think it'll make him better.
Yeah. Here he comes. He's coming in.
Oh,
now.
Here he is. Okay. Hi. Here he is, everybody. Here's
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
He looks high today.
Here he is. Joe. Jordan.
Are we going to use the same thing we used for Jag?
Yeah. So, Joe, were you drinking last night?
Nope.
You were not?
No, because I was had been planning on going to several bars, and there was about 80 million cops on the road last night,
sure.
So I did not have a drop.
There you go.
Joe, you're under arrest.
Smart. That's what I was going to avoid.
Right.
There you go.
Well, we all thought you were high.
Thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Miranda. But please don't ask me to remove my mask. It's attached to my special super thermal V nuclear long underwear. Miranda.
You're not as smart as your brother, Joe.
Too many tapes.
Yeah.
Not enough players.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Okay, back to Joe and the first girl.
Joe.
St. Mose. St. Patrick's Day.
Monarch in the Irish history. And O'Brien. And O'Brien. Or I.
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
I don't know. It's the marshmallows. It's the marshmallows. No, it's the marshmallows.
Is it me? Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
He always looks like he needs a shower, honey.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two backs?
No.
Irish tricks, pretty redheaded and drunk. They're great. What say you?
Go away. Anyone drunk is yay.
What is that?
Party girl.
Anybody drunk is yay.
Yeah.
You know, this may be what we've been looking for all along.
Absolutely.
In this segment. Drunk people.
Yeah, that might be the new theme.
Irish food tastes like human waste.
That was due to the famine.
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
If I dropped a dollar bill on this puddle of this dirty ballroom floor, would you pick it up? Conservatism
or win? Probably not.
Does green beer make your bathroom experience better or worse?
It depends on if you like
something green.
Do you like the greasy?
The greasy? What's that? What's that?
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
Oh, that would have to be, how much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Okay, pretty good.
Tell me your three favorite Irish people.
Three favorite Irish people?
Quick.
Quick.
The three favorite Irish people? The Pope, and the Pope.
He's not Irish. Everybody's Irish.
Should I charge for my killer hit song on my internet website or give it away?
Ooh, I don't think you should charge. I think you should give it away.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green?
Your boxers.
Please to be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
I bet you
when
sing.
Irish eyes are smiling.
Oh.
She's
great.
Why? Tell me why Beth Ann McBride hasn't made love with a man in over 11 years.
I have no idea. You'd have to ask him that.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
I can't. I feel that.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with C.
C-B-A.
Very good. She's delighted.
Smell your breath.
What a great laugh.
Smelling her breath.
Strawberries and cream, honey.
All the Irish mourn the death of actor James Garner. How did you feel when you found out?
Oh, that's sad. Who's next to?
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
Actually, I won't, but I will be going back to Ireland soon.
Would you like to give me a kiss for luck?
Of course I would.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Erin Gobra.
Erin Gobra.
Thank you.
Rock.
Pretty good. It's a great holiday, isn't it?
That's awesome.
Pretty good first one for Joe.
I don't think Joe's got a friend in the world.
He just made a friend. Let's check out now the second guy. Or second person. I think it's a guy, though. Mm-hmm. Again, Joe Ardinger. You are listening to Joe Moe's.
That's great.
Hello. I'm Joseph Ardinger with CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions? Tape for broadcast?
I think so, yeah.
Are you Irish?
Half.
Well, I guess everybody is Irish today. Why do we celebrate St. Patrick, and what is his significance?
No, can you hear me? Do I? I don't know a good answer. Why do we celebrate St. Patrick?
God.
Chaos.
To celebrate the potato farmers.
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
Because they're the bomb.
Is it just me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
Who?
Bono.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two bats?
No.
Why does Irish food taste like human waste?
That is junk.
Irish chicks, pasty, red-haired, and drunk. They're great. What say you?
They're great when they're drunk.
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
Sure.
If I dropped a dollar bill in a puddle of this dirty barroom floor, would you pick it up?
No.
Does green beer make your bathroom experience better or worse?
I thought it would be green, but it's not.
Joe.
Do you like the greasy?
No.
Do you like the greasy? No.
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Again? I think she was close by.
Did you hear
her? Yeah.
That's mine, too.
Tell me your three favorite Irish people, quick.
In the background.
Irish people.
It's a rocket scientist here.
Bono, Mike Moog, and who? St. Patrick.
I think it's that same chick who's yelling out the answer.
Mike Who?
I don't know.
Mike Boog, I think.
Who's Mike Boog?
Exactly.
Should I charge for my killer hit song on the internet or give it away?
Give it away.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green?
I don't know.
Please to be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
Wait, do what?
When Irish eyes are smiling.
What am I? Am I singing it?
Duh. Oh, God, this guy's a moron.
I don't know the song.
There's a shot.
Come sing it. Yeah, I don't know the song.
The rest of the body.
Why?
The girl
She's in the background having a blast.
You hear her, la, 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 la.
Tell me why Bethann McBride hasn't made love with a man in 11 years. Because she's got problems. Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
Go, 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 go.
Do it, because I can't do that sober. How about reciting the alphabet backwards, starting with C? CBA.
Yeah.
That I can do.
May I smell it?
Again, yeah. Yeah! You just hit the go-ahead square. Yeah! Okay, now, may I smell your breath?
Yes.
Smell your breath. If you want to. All the Irish mourn the death of actor James Garner. How did you feel when you found out?
I was a little sad.
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
Probably never.
Would you like to give me a kiss for good luck?
Definitely not.
Aaron Go Bra. Aaron Go Brawless.
God, maybe you still hear that girl in the background.
I know. She made the segment with that Zellers
cackling away. All right, we can start one more here.
Very good.
God, he's got, seriously, got at nine of these?
I'm enjoying them.
We don't have time for nine of them, but let's get the one more for a break. Here's another girl. A girl.
Hello, I am Joe Ardinger from CBS Radio. May I ask you a few questions, paid for broadcast?
Sure.
Are you Irish?
Yes.
But I guess everybody's Irish today.
They all think they are.
Why do we celebrate St. Patrick, and what is his significance?
Nobody knows, but it's an excuse to go out drinking.
Why are Lucky Charms magically delicious?
Because they're very, very sugary.
Is it me, or does Bono look like he needs a shower?
Sometimes his hair can be a little greasy.
Have you ever seen Regis Philbin make the beast with two
backs? No.
Irish chicks. Pasty, red-haired, and drunk. They're great. What say you?
I say they're really good for easy guys like Kenny.
Why does Irish food taste like human waste?
Because they don't have much to deal with over there.
This is, all right, we are in a bar where obviously the IQ of the women much higher than the IQ of the men.
Yep.
I mean, that is...
but it's, you're talking about how many points.
Compared to that last guy.
25 points, maybe.
What? What?
How would you like to hear a sample of my patented Irish accent?
Absolutely be great.
If I dropped a dollar in a puddle on this dirty ballroom floor, would you pick it up?
Yes, but I wouldn't give it back.
Does green beer make your bathroom experience better or worse?
I don't know. I don't drink the green beer, so I know which one is mine.
Do you like the greasy?
No.
Please recite for me your favorite tongue twister.
Seashells by the seashore.
Hey, all right.
Good.
For real.
Tell me your three favorite Irish people, quick.
Dave Kerr, Bono, and Sinead O'Connor.
Wow.
Should I charge for my killer hit song on the internet or give it away?
You should give it away. I don't feel like paying for it.
Guess what I'm wearing that's green?
Your boxers.
Hey.
Please be singing for me when Irish eyes are smiling.
Yeah, I really don't want to do that right now. I've been drinking too much to make it sound good.
Why? Tell me why. Bethann McBride hasn't made love with a man in over 11 years.
Because there aren't any good men in the world.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
Z Y X W V U T S R Q P O N M L K J I H G F E D C B A.
Another incredible mind.
Whoa!
Winner!
I would never have guessed that.
That's the whole reason I said the IQ thing was the speed at which they answer, even dumb questions, the speed at which they process the answers.
She says she's too drunk to sing, but then she can do the alphabet backwards.
That is astonishing,
pretty
Joe.
Pretty impressive.
That's incredible, Joe.
I wonder if
all
it made
right,
him.
Joe.
What if it made an impression on Joe? No, I'm sure it didn't.
With a man in over 11 years.
Because there aren't any good men in the world.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with Z.
Here it is.
Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K-J-I-H-G-F-E-D-C-B-A.
Recite the alphabet backwards, starting with C.
C-B-A.
Right.
May I smell your breath?
If you'd really like to, but it smells like beer.
Yes, it does. All the Irish mourn the death of actor James Garner. How did you feel when you found out?
It was really just kind of like another news blip to me.
When will you be heading back to Dublin?
The bluff.
I've never been there, but I'd like to go there sometime soon.
Would you like to give me a kiss for luck?
Sure.
Aaron Go Bra.
Exact.
Yeah. Joe, you're under arrest.
I right. like these. Wow, that's a pretty good segment. Who knew that she would be able to get the alphabet backwards?
And then think that James Garner had passed.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Okay.
That's the good and the bad.
Smart people bluff.
I think we can go with another break. I think we can go with this another break.
Yeah. Absolutely. No,
please, unlike previous Joe Joe Mo's, this one is good.
I like Joe talking to the chicks.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me see. We've got guy, girl, but it has a vulgar word for girl.
Beginning with a B?
That happens.
Beginning with a C.
Oh, wow. Worse than a B.
And Joe writes, she's clueless.
Oh, that must be what the C is for.
Double C, as in carbon copy.
I understand.
Then we have girl, guy, and very drunk guy. That's what Joe has on the list. Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM.
Making your trip west on 66, it's all jammed up there before Nutley Street. It's going to be slow from Route 7, the inner loop is slow from Route 50 to 66. Comtrek's Deep Chest Cold has an ingredient specifically designed to break up stubborn chest congestion and relieve sore throats and coughing. Comtrek knocks out every kind of cold symptom. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
Play DC Lottery's new auto show instant ticket and win up to $50,000 instantly, or enter the drawing to win a 2006 Chrysler 300C or a 2006 Jeep Commander.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet, a masterpiece, Munich.
I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972 as 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics.
They're all gone.
This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, now playing in theaters everywhere.
I finally got rid of our old Innerspring mattress. It's obsolete. These days, you can get a Sleep Number bed, adjust your side to the level of firmness you want, and sleep like never before. Then I started noticing how many other things around here are obsolete. The clock, it's got hands. The TV, it has an antenna. And this phone actually has a cord. From now on, everything is going to be modern like my bed. If it's obsolete, it's out. Right, Frank?
So should I start packing?
No, not today, dear.
Every 2 minutes, someone switches from an old-fashioned Innerspring mattress to a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you discovered the bed that's made Innersprings obsolete? Find the Sleep Number bed at a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in 15 major malls in the Baltimore and Washington area, including Springfield Mall, Annapolis Mall, White Flint, and Landmark Center. A Sleep Number is the key to a perfect night's sleep. The Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
EB from the Junkies here, and I want everybody to know that Best Buy is the best place to get all the things you really wanted for the holidays. If you didn't get exactly what you were looking for this year, Best Buy is just the place for you. They have all of the hot electronics you love, including MP3 players like the hot iPod. On the plane to Puerto Rico this year, everybody had an iPod. The Nano, the Shuffle, that cool black iPod, the iPod Mini. Of course, Best Buy has all the notebook computers you could want so you can work or surf the internet practically anywhere. They have the latest and coolest cell phones like the Motorola Razr, so you're never too far out of touch. They have all the music and movies you love, from new releases to classics to last year's hot TV shows like 24 and The West Wing. And Best Buy has the newest and greatest digital cameras and camcorders so you can capture all those special moments. If you don't know exactly what you want, the nice folks at Best Buy are also there to offer you suggestions and ideas. So, if you didn't find what you really wanted this year under the tree or in your stocking, don't worry. Best Buy is standing by to take care of you.
For the first time since 1999, Joe Gibbs leads the Redskins into the playoffs.
All-Star gets it.
He didn't make it.
Second effort. Very close. They say he's in. They say he's in on the second effort.
Second effort.
I'm reviewing the play.
ruling on the field stands.
It's time for the Redskins to unleash their second effort.
At my signal. Unleash hell.
Back to pass. Detmer from behind. Ball is knocked away by Phillip Daniels. It's loose on the ground. Two men. Big pile up for it. Picked up by the Redskins.
John.
Sean Taylor off to the races. 15-10-5. He dives in for the touchdown, Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This Saturday. Live from Tampa Bay. The pregame coverage starts at 1. Kickoff at 4:30 on Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
My enemy in here is not the gangs, is not the guards, it's hope.
Imagine a life behind bars.
Spend all your time waiting.
Day after day.
For that second chance.
Year after year.
For a break that would make it all.
For a crime you didn't commit.
How far are you standing from me? About 8 feet? That's the length of my husband's cell.
How many more innocent people are going to have to go to prison convicted of a crime they did not commit?
Now, there's hope.
I'm not just going to sit back and let this happen.
We only have one shot.
ABC presents Kyle MacLachlan and Jason O'Mara in a groundbreaking new drama.
Listen to me! I'm innocent!
We're going to show you innocent, baby. We're going to get you out.
Injustice. Tonight at 9, only on Washington's ABC 7.
It's time to kick things up again.
It's the mother of all homecoming.
The WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something, you just do it.
The boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want to mess with me, all you had to do was ask.
Mick Foley, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The king is back on his throne.
Time to play the game. The WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw.
Monday at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Get USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations. This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by the full-size Nissan Titan.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Jurgens, and the Redskins taking on Tampa Bay. A little unfinished business. The Bucs beat the Skins earlier this year.
Yes, and a very close and controversial ending to that football game. And I'm sure the Redskins are looking forward to going back to Tampa. I think they're looking for, hey, anybody that they play right now. When you're in the playoffs, it's a one, you know, it's a new season. Anything can happen. Yes, they have to go on the road, but I think they'll be up to the task.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. When Nissan comes to play, we play to win. That's why we created the full-size Nissan Titan, to be bigger, better, bolder than you ever thought a full-size truck could be. Titan's got a 5.6-liter, 305-horsepower V8 engine, smooth, refined Nissan muscle power at your command. Ready to unleash at a second's notice. Nissan Titan rides on a full box ladder frame, tough, rugged bones that eat any challenger for breakfast. Like a 9,500-pound haul? That's right. Get the Nissan Titan's big tow package and tow up to 9,500 pounds without breaking a sweat. Power, durability, strength. The 305-horsepower Nissan Titan, ruggedly equipped at $24,205. MSRP for 2006 Nissan Titan XE 4x2 King Cab with big tow package includes $705 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, license, dealer sets actual price.
Coming this January, all new Hallmark Channel mystery movies, new crimes, new cases. Leah Thompson in Jane Doe, Kelly Martin in Mystery Woman, and introducing a new detective. You were expecting me? Dick Van Dyke in the world premiere of Murder 101. Premieres Saturday night at 9, 8 Central. The Hallmark Channel mystery movie. A new chance to uncover the truth.
That was pretty slick.
Only on Hallmark Channel.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
Everyone can use a little help with dating and relationships. And now you have a great way to get it at Match.com. Because we're working with
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how.
The way you can make the best first impression is to be excited about who you are.
Come be a part of an online relationship revolution and see what we can do for you. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
Korea FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
It's King, we're back. We're back?
Yeah.
Here for this Green Bay? Oh, next is Green Bay. I lost it there for a minute.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
Yeah. Apology to the network.
Sorry about that. That was my fault.
No, there's never any fault. It was an oopsie. Anyway, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike, everybody. Joe Ardinger with you, along with John Norman. And we are having a good time. We're getting a little goofy because it's Friday. And the weekend's here, and it's time for a can of beer. Anyway, you heard John had a little trouble on the end. That was an oopsie, and that's what we've got for you now. Larry King and oopsies on the best of Don and Mike.
And here's Marty. Marty.
Yes, yes.
Do you get the oopsies?
Oopsies.
Do you get the oopsies, Marty?
Walking down the hallway.
Marty.
Yes.
Marty.
Yes.
It says on the screen, this call was screened by Joe. So says
Marty's got something he wants to talk about.
This is Marty gets the oopsies. Marty was interviewed by Dennis last night, it says, at the baseball game.
We're talking with Marty. Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up. We're going to ask Marty, was it a nice, did you have a good Dennis talk, chat?
Well, I've known Dennis. I went to school with Dennis.
When you cough, you ever get an oopsie?
You get an oopsie? Do you get the oopsies when you cough?
Yeah, I do.
It's bad you get the oopsie when you drive.
Oh, yeah.
How do you clean the oopsie when you're driving?
Yeah. You ever get an oopsie when you sneeze?
No, not yet.
Oh.
When they come over in the restaurant with the big pepper shaker, sometimes
when they grind it, do you get the
oopsies?
These sound like the question Dennis was giving me last night.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a guy who knows Dennis.
We'll see right away that's not necessarily good.
I did say that. I went to school with Dennis.
It's tainted, though.
Yeah, but see, you knew him. Did you, I mean, was this sort of set up? Did he say, hey, I remember you, come on over and let me interview you?
No, I went walking by. He's sitting by himself on the armory steps. And I said, Dennis Murphy. He's like, hey, Marty, how you doing? I said, great. He goes, hey, can I interview for Don and Mike? I said, no problem, Dennis. And that's how it went.
All right, well, we'll figure out which guy you are on the tape. Thank you. Thank you, Marty.
Well, okay, I just want to make sure Dennis knows. I gave him the wrong ticket to go. He was so excited. He was spitting in the microphone.
Sure.
Saying, I'm in the stadium. Don and Mike, I'm in the stadium. And I gave him the ticket. I had two tickets. I gave him the wrong ticket. The ticket I gave him was the one that I already used. So he went to go in the stadium. He called me back on my cell phone last night.
Oh.
And he had the wrong ticket.
Oh, they wouldn't let him
away at the gate.
Wouldn't let him. So you gave Dennis a bogus ticket.
Dennis a bogus ticket, and now I see him once every 10 years.
Marty, when you eat a lot of fruit salad and exert yourself, do you oopsie?
Yeah, I do now.
The oopsies. You know what helps the oopsies?
What?
Cheese.
Yeah, dairy.
Cheese. Uh-huh. Cottage cheese.
I'm aware of any ballpark food. Ballpark food will cause an oopsie.
Try the nachos.
Get the ballpark Franks, the Boog's barbecue. That'll cause a severe oopsie.
And of course, when I was a boy in Brooklyn, I would get the egg cream oopsies. I'd come home and go, Mumsy,
I got the oopsie.
Terrible oopsies. This is Larry King. Folks, I've got the oopsies right now from eating too much Welch's purple grape juice.
One time, Sandy Koufax said, I leaned down to catch the ball and got the oopsie.
Back in the day when I was pretending to be Sandy Koufax's friend and he beat me up, I'd get the oopsies as I'd run home crying to my mommy.
I remember my first oopsie. It was chicken fat on matzo bread, and it was very rich.
I used to drink too many egg creams, and on my way home from school, I'd get a severe case of the oopsies.
On the subway?
Yes.
Aaron Brown News Night coming up. We're joined by former First Lady Nancy Reagan. Of course, you've had the oopsie, I've had the oopsie, but I think the great communicator had the greatest oopsies.
The title of a new book is Oopsie Daisy.
Oh. Famous oopsies I've met. Hi, folks.
Hi.
This is Lay King.
Lay King, Aaron Brown, and Newsnight's coming up.
My ex-wife, Julie, would eat maraschino cherries all day.
I know that sometimes...
Give her the oopsies.
All night.
There'd be an occasion when I'd be talking with Angie Dickinson, and my level of excitement would cause me to get an oopsie.
I understand.
Right on the set of Larry King Live. Very, very... And, of course, when I was talking to Cindy Garvey, wife of, ex-wife of Steve Garvey of the Los Angeles Dodgers... I'd fill the studio with oopsies.
And conversely, although I'm not a homosexual, when Tommy Lasorda is talking baseball with me...
It's oopsie time.
And we talk about playing stickball. Oh, it's oopsie city.
Yes, talking about accidents.
Oopsie.
Oopsie, sorry. We oopsie. Don't call them accidents. Not around the Larry King studio.
Hi, folks. It's Lay King.
Hi, it's Lay King. I'm really excited about my oopsie.
You ever been out on the town? You feel something, and you think, nah. Then a couple seconds later, you go, oopsie.
Hi, this is Lay King. Want to remind everyone that Aaron Brown's coming up with Newsnight. When you're sliding into home and you feel a bit of foam, it's an oopsie. Very exciting, Larry King.
Nice.
I know I was in the tuxedo at the Larry King Cardiac Foundation dinner and had an oopsie. Had to go home. Had to go back to my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hi, folks. It's Larry King. When your shorts begin to sweat, don't you fret. It's just an oopsie.
Just an oopsie.
Just an oopsie. Ever been at a party? That's why I'm here for oopsie spray. Let's cover up those foul oopsies. Oopsie!
Larry King, sliding into home with Aaron Brown and Newsnight coming up. I wish you no oopsies. Don't forget to take Ecstasy. Ecstasy. When you're swimming in the pool and you feel something drool, it's an oopsie.
We've almost got a song.
Peter Jennings is my guest. Peter, battling the awful lung cancer. Peter, when you would have the 10 to 12 packs a day and you get the hacking cough, you get the oopsie. You get the oopsie. David Brinkley was Mr. Oopsie. We remember him many times.
Yeah.
He would oopsie and not know he had oopsie. That's bad when you get the secret oopsie. Oopsie.
Mr. Brinkley, you have oopsies.
Oopsies, yes, you are on the air. This Larry King, very excited about ecstasy. I take it every day. It prevents oopsies, which is my main goal in life.
Hi, folks, this is Larry King. I was talking with Sly Stallone's mother, Jacqueline Stallone, pet psychic, and she said, my dog says, and then she said, oh, Larry, my dog barked and scared me. I got an oopsie.
I remember that night with Cindy Garvey when she was on my radio program, and I thought to myself, when you're talking to a dish and you feel something squish, it's Larry King, it's an oopsie. Losing total and total control.
When you smell something bad, smells worse than feet, it's an oopsie, trust me, it's not a treat. Folks, it's Larry King.
Hi.
We've kidded about the oopsies. Yeah.
But it's seriously a problem for many, and I've got the problem. Aaron Brown and Newsnight. You get the oopsies. Better be the way he ends every interview he ever did. Thanks for coming on the show, Leonardo. Do you get the oopsies? We're with Leonardo DiCaprio talking about oopsies when he's out there making The Aviator and a long shoot and a long day out in the desert.
The cast of Sahara. We're talking to Penelope Cruz and Matthew McConaughey. You get the oopsies in the desert? Are they dry oopsies?
We're with Keira Knightley talking about her latest film project. No time for fibbing when you make a little ribbon. It's an oopsie. Oh, man.
Okay. Kirstie Alley, our guest tonight on Larry King Live. Kirstie, of course, she's the one that invented the oopsie. When it's just too big to be an oopsie, it's a whoopsie.
Do you think that you are smarter when your shorts are filled with water? It's an oopsie. Larry King talking about all the songs that we're making up concerning oopsies. That we're having each and every day on Larry King. Hi. Welch's Purple Grape Juice, Ecstasy.
Give me the oopsies. Hello, Don and Mike show.
When you're up against a wall and you feel something fall, it's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie. It's an oopsie. Oh, hello, man. Don and Mike show.
When you're riding in your Chevy and your shorts are feeling heavy, it's an oopsie.
Nice job. These sound, I think the ones we're getting from the callers are actually from the real tune.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. We, on the other hand, are making them up. We don't know the song by heart. We never have known the lyrics. We probably took it from them.
You hear a rebit, you think it might be a frog. Turns out it's a little mini log.
It's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie. You hear something that goes thud. You look down, you think, I'm not eating no buds. It's an oopsie.
When you're laughing like a clown and you discover something brown, it's an oopsie. It's Larry King.
Very excited. And listen, when you get to be an older fella and the brown kind of merges with the yellow, that's an oopsie.
Of course it is. Because it is.
The oopsies. Hi, folks. It's Larry King in Washington. So excited about the oopsies.
So excited about the new development on the Larry King show. We'll be here till 9 o'clock. Newsnight with Aaron Brown's coming up, and he'll be discussing oopsies on the Larry King show. When you're reading your good ink and then something starts to stink, it's an oopsie.
Hello. How you doing?
God and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Fine.
Hi.
Calling in from Canada. I just had another oopsie for them.
Of course, yes. We'll get right to it, please.
It's when you're talking to a tramp and your panties are kind of damp, that's an oopsie.
Took him a while to get it out, but I think it was pretty funny.
It was. Yeah. That one, we had to delete that one out.
Yeah.
Although that is an oopsie.
When you are.
What?
What? What is that one?
When you almost lose your footing because your shorts are filled with pudding. It's an oopsie. Oh, God. You know, what we're doing is something. We're just modifying something that was done when we were fifth graders.
Hello.
Hi. When you're walking up a ladder and you feel something splatter, it's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie. That's an oopsie.
I gotta say, this might be a time the callers are actually lapping us on this.
Don and Mike show. We don't have time to sit with our Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary.
Right.
But go ahead.
Lying in your bed and you feel something spread. It's an oopsie.
Hello.
I do love it, and of course from the movie Parenthood.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hold on.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You have a big sneeze, but you forgot to squeeze. It's an oopsie.
That's the first one that has failed miserably.
It had to happen.
Aaron Brown and Newsnight. We hope we get some more. We're taking lots of your phone calls coming up at the top of the hour.
Hello.
Hope you're enjoying yourself.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh,
you're laying cable.
Start over. We didn't hear you.
When you're sitting at the table and you think you're laying cable.
Right back to me.
It's an oopsie.
It's an oopsie. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, when you have the violent sneeze and you also cut the cheese, it's an oopsie.
Okay, hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
When you're sliding into home and your pants are filled with foam, it's an oopsie.
That's the one I had at the beginning, that's the real lyric.
That's the jingle that we're going with. Hi, folks.
When you're feeling nice and daffy and you make some trouser taffy, it's an oopsie. Oh, man.
Okay. Only 8,000 calls now.
Hello. It's no laughing matter when you're making brownie batter. Hello. It's an oopsie.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to play now.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Don and Mike.
Oh. Yes, do slow.
Sorry, hello.
Too dumb.
Don and Mike, hello. Ann Brown News Night, hello. That one had to be deleted as well.
Though. Really?
I believe so.
Oh, what a shame.
I'll keep the button.
Because he mentioned the body parts.
Yeah. And then because he said diaper.
Mine's spastic. Thought I should point that out.
Mine's impacted.
Oh, nasty, Larry.
That's where you get the hidden oopsies.
Not if you're drinking plenty of purple grape juice.
I can't tell you how embarrassing that is. Hi, folks. Slay King. You ever been like me, having your wife give you a sponge bath?
Mm.
And all of a sudden she says, oh, it's the dreaded dried oopsie.
Oh.
She says, there's a smell so bad I feel like I'm going to cry.
When you beat your auto horn and you suddenly see corn, it's an oopsie. My God, what's happened to the show? Probably took it from them. I'm Larry King.
Okay, we'll just take one more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, I got a trifecta for you guys.
All right, go ahead.
When you're sliding in the first and you feel something burst.
All right, yeah. All right, game over. Had to happen.
Hope you liked this edition of Oopsie Theater.
That's right.
We'll bring it back again someday, very soon.
And remember, don't try to blame another when you feel that apple butter. It's an oopsie. Thank you. Thank you. Courtesy of Buzz Burbank.
What? You might think you're tripping when you feel something dripping.
It's an oopsie! Thank you.
A Zyga product. Zygacom presents Oopsie.
You see, folks, what we're talking about is the fact that Larry's getting older.
Yes. Hi, folks. It's Larry King.
Hi, it's Larry King, working till I'm 90. Just like Bob Hope did. Thank you.
Bob was Mr. Oopsie.
Yes.
Oopsie Hall of Fame.
Oopsies all over Palm Springs, California.
I remember back when I was a boy, and I first heard about FDR.
Oh, yes, Larry.
Said, what's the hardest thing about being with FDR? And they said, the oopsies.
Yeah.
The Oval Office oopsies.
Back in those days, they probably kept the oopsies a secret.
Mm-hmm. Probably hid them from him.
If President Bush today had oopsies, you'd be all reading about it all over the newspaper.
Yeah.
If George Bush had it today, it would be all over the newspaper.
Yeah.
Get it? Zyga.
Yeah. FDR had the polio oopsie.
That's right. Polio oopsie.
Polio oopsie.
Polioli oopsie.
JFK.
Up there.
Stop talking about President Kennedy's oopsie.
What else do I have to say? He didn't start the fire.
Billy Joel gets the oopsies when he drinks.
You bet he does.
When he drinks and drives, he gets the oopsies.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I have one for Rob.
One for Rob?
I have one for Rob. He's going to enjoy this. When Adolf talks to Himmler and in his pants is his dinner, it's an oopsie.
Congratulations, right, you've killed it.
It's officially done.
Over.
Thanks to this guy.
But it's okay, we were looking for a way out anyway.
Yeah. And we continued it one more frame than it needed. The comic strip was one more frame than it needed to be.
You ever get a good look at the spokes in FDR's wheelchair?
But you still want to go back.
To the oopsie.
To the oopsies.
Franklin.
Franklin.
You got the oopsies. Abe Lincoln had the oopsies.
That's why, all right, put him in the pool. Put him in the pool.
Abe's oopsies. Put him in the reflecting pool.
There you go. Thank you, Mr. President.
We should take a break. And Buzz, I noticed that you were silent during that entire...
Well,
during
not entirely.
He was a silent
contributor. I know you were writing your gags, but, but come on, join the fun one time. Play with the bad
ones. Well, all the good ones have been used.
Robbie, you got one for him?
About Lincoln.
I've got one.
Give it to Buzz. Go give it. Let's let Buzz have
fun. I've got a better one, though, if I can write it down for him. Oh, boy, it's so good.
Uh-huh.
I'll just say it to
say
you.
Say it. What is it?
When you're reading all the news and you feel it start to ooze... It's an oopsie.
Thank you.
Buzz, take it away.
As Larry.
It doesn't make any sense.
Thank you, Buzz.
He dropped a baby Ruth when he saw John Wilkes Booth.
Hey, Lincoln.
Yeah,
he had an oopsie.
Whoopsie.
But he didn't have a baby. Well, never mind. No, read I mean,
it.
I understand.
Read it like Larry.
He dropped a baby.
Read it like Larry.
He dropped a baby Ruth when he saw John Wilkes Booth.
Right.
It was an oopsie.
Oopsie, yeah. Abe Lincoln had an oopsie.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Candy bar
that was...
No,
like,
I understand. Yeah, I know the analogy.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't make... Still doesn't make sense?
No, it's all right.
Okay. Hey, Mary Todd Lincoln. When Abe shot in the head...
You'll be reading on her blog just about that Lincoln log. It's an oopsie.
Something about her... About her pants being red. That's a bad oopsie.
We've shown, folks, this is Larry King. I think that on the Don and Mike show, we've demonstrated how to take something and go all day with it. Mm-hmm. We're definitely taking it to its furthest possible point.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Brown and Newsnight's coming up at the top of the hour.
The oopsies.
Oopsies.
Oopsie daisies.
Oopsie daisy.
Mary Todd Lincoln. The theater box is stinking.
It's an oopsie.
And Gad the oopsie.
That's it.
Boy, I'd like to go back in time even more. I really, but...
You mean earlier in this bit or farther back in history?
I thought you were on the good ship, Don and Mike, today, buddy.
I am. No,
I didn't realize
I'm kidding, of course.
Okay. So what would you like to say now, Buzz?
Well, nothing in particular.
Just kidding. He's busting your balls.
When Moses parts the big Red Sea and he feels it on his knee, it's an oopsie. Yeah, I went further back in history.
Okay. Verse, worse, curse. God, you know, it's I can't do it. I can't take the calls. It's like when God created the universe. He looked in his pants and said, oh, this is worse.
It's
the first
oopsie.
The virginal oopsie. The Virgin Mary oopsie. The Jesus oopsie. The dinosaur oopsie. The DNA becoming man oopsie. Caveman oopsie.
You went back to the creation of the universe. You win.
I know. Well, with God, yes.
Right.
Big Bang oopsie.
That was the original.
That was the first oopsie. Am I alone now in the oopsie thing?
When man was taking a big snooze out of the primordial ooze, it's an oopsie.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you for hanging with me all the way on. Thank you.
You know me. All we need is a couple of beers.
That's why I love you. That's why I love you. Because even he's dropped out now. Right now?
He's out of it.
Yeah. Buzz was out a while ago.
I'm trying.
Rob, I know you are. I know you are, but it's just Mike and I right now. Still keeping the oopsie going.
Oopsie.
You writing something down, Buzz?
No, I'm just thinking. You know, yeah, maybe.
George Washington's wooden
something.
Teeth can't hide what's down beneath. It's an oopsie.
An oopsie.
Thank you.
Okay, because me too. Now I'm trying to think of words that rhyme with Nixon.
Yeah.
You know. And Ford.
When they fought the old Crusades, they'd always see who tried to maids. Forget it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Me too.
I'm through.
Okay. We've used the good ones.
You think so, Buzz?
I do. I think we've used... We've
it's unlimited. It's unlimited, but it's time to stop.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got one more.
Yeah? Of course.
Maybe everybody. It's going to be a real good one that'll really put the cherry on the sun.
How much? Either way, I promise you we'll take a break here. But how much do you want to bet that it's good?
I'm going to say it's not going to be good.
I'm going to say it's going to be okay. That it's not going to be great, but it's not going to be awful.
All right, then I might be with you on that.
Buzz?
Yes.
Are you still working on your... Oh, Buzz,
I believe I've become completely...
Okay, come on. Good for you, Buzz.
When you just can't take the pressure, there's going to be a mess here. It's an oopsie.
Okay, let's see if the guy on the phone's got anything better. He didn't do it like Larry, Buzz.
No, that's true. What you wrote for me was better. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I should have kept that. I didn't know I'd be called upon.
All right, go. You didn't know I'd be called upon, like it's a jury duty.
Yes.
Okay, go. We're waiting for the last one.
Go ahead, sir.
Larry King, when you're taking off your slacks and you see your left foot tracks, that's an oopsie.
You're right, it was just okay.
Just okay? No, uh-huh. Mike, it wasn't just okay. It stunk.
It's get it?
Like an oopsie.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
Making your trip south on 95, we're seeing delays from Backwest Fullerton to Woodbridge. An accident there takes two right lanes. So again, off and on to Quantico. No idea what to have for dinner tonight. How about the new Spectacular 7 deal from Domino's? Three medium pizzas, unlimited toppings, $7 each. Get the door. It's Domino's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show. Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
Make Shoppers your football party headquarters and the premier place for all your tailgating needs. With Shoppers Everyday Low Prices, you can save up to 20% on all your pregame provisions, and our freshness and selection can't be beat. Smart Shoppers, shop Shoppers.
20th Century Fox and Happy Madison Productions present...
Dude, think about your grandma's house.
Grandma's boy.
Do you remember my grandson, Alex?
How old are you now?
36.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
Warning, Josh. We're spending our rent money on Filipino hookers.
You're a hooker!
This movie contains foul language.
I don't give a fuck.
Strong sexual content.
You are my first. You are my 3,000-something.
I don't want a condom.
And illicit behavior.
He has quite a kick.
I'm sure my hair growing.
Now,
rage!
You'll laugh.
I feel like Tom Cruise's cocktail.
You'll cry.
Why are you so sweaty?
Oh, I started a fight club.
Oh, yeah, Grandpa!
What is that ringing? Do I have a tumor?
Forget what you were just talking about. Happy Madison's Grandma's Boy. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Now playing only in theaters. Go to grandmasboymovie.com.
It's time to kick things up again.
It's the mother of all homecoming.
The WWE has come back home.
Every Monday, WWE Raw comes home to USA Network, the place where it all began. Featuring Stone Cold Steve Austin, the champ John Cena.
You want to do something, you just do it.
The boss, Mr. McMahon, Hall of Fame legend Hulk Hogan.
If you want to match with me, all you had to do was ask.
Mick Foley, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, the Divas, and the return of Triple H.
The king is back on his throne.
Time to play the game. WWE Raw Homecoming.
This is Monday Night Raw.
Every Monday at 9, 8 Central on USA Network.
Get USA on Cox Cable for $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 703-480-6222. Expires 1906. New customers only in Cox wired serviceable locations.
It's a brand new year, so start the new year right and make the switch to America's most reliable wireless, Verizon Wireless. You'll be on America's most reliable wireless network, the network where calls connect and stay connected more reliably than with any other national carrier. And now, for a limited time, you'll get huge savings on amazing phones like the LG VX3300 Color Flip. Originally $59.99, buy it now for just $29.99 and get another free after $30 mail-in rebates and new two-year agreement per phone. It's a great deal. So make the move to reliable wireless and make this the happiest new year ever. Hurry into any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, Verizon Wireless at select BJ's locations, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless. Subject to new two-year agreement, $35 activation fee, $175 termination fee per phone. Coverage not available everywhere. Other charges and restrictions while supplies last. Network details at VerizonWireless.com.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by the D.C. Lottery.
With Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. Redskins headed down to Tampa Bay to take on the Bucks. These teams match up well, Sonny. It's a real tough matchup.
I like the matchup of the Redskins' defense against Chris Sims and their offense. I like that matchup. Yes, they have a good defense, that the Redskins have two outstanding playmakers in Clinton Portis and Santana Moss, and you can't take both of them away, and that's how the Redskins have been winning and getting the job done offensively.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio.
Butter smooth leather, sound system pumping, my walking days are in the past.
What are you rhyming about?
My new car.
You got a new car?
No, but I just bought a DC Lottery Auto Show instant ticket, and when I scratch it, I could win up to $50,000 in cash, or enter to win the 2006 Chrysler 300C, or the all-new 2006 Jeep Commander. Scratch and drive, baby.
I hope you drive better than you rhyme.
Scratch the new DC Lottery Auto Show instant ticket, and win cash, or enter the second chance drawing to win a brand new ride. Drawing is January 29th at the Washington Auto Show.
The Junkie, mornings on Free FM.
When we started at this station in 1996, WJFK, there's no way we would have thought we would take Howard Stern's morning drive slot.
We've come a long way, boys. But thinking about this yesterday, right before we were starting this gig.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 36 in a month.
Right.
I got two kids, trying to have three, but I shoot blanks all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And we're now, you know, just happy to be here. When we first came back, it was a week-to-week thing where they said, hey, you know what? You don't suck. Come back
right.
Next.
It's very tenuous.
We're
at
now,
the beginning.
We now got 10 years under our belt. We're on our fourth contract.
We have none of the job skills.
Fourth contract with Indemnity.
We don't have these job skills.
We don't have other job skills.
I mean, if you got fired today, what would I do?
You would be more correct.
You would be robbing people.
I would. And then my lawyer would plead not guilty.
Right. I'm sure people wouldn't ID you. You're only 8.5 feet tall.
I'm serious. What would we do?
The Junkie. Now, every weekday morning. On Free FM, 106.7 WJFK.
If you're a regular listener, you know I hate to spend money, especially when I can get the item free. I'm referring to extended warranties. For years, I've purchased extended warranties for my cars, but now there's a better way to get extended coverage, and it's absolutely free. It's the BG Protection Plan, and it covers major lubricated parts up to 7 years or 150,000 miles. Simply have your BG flushes performed according to the terms on the BG Protection Plan, and you're covered. Then enjoy the hundreds or thousands you've saved. Let's face it, you have to perform regular preventive maintenance to keep an expensive traditional warranty in effect. And those same BG services get you a free BG warranty. The BG Protection Plan. I'm in. How about you? For details in a nearby participating shop, call 800-327-8883 or on the internet, bgfindashop.com. BG products, always your best choice.
Doing business the right way every day.
If your New Year's resolution is saving money, hurry to Kuhn's Honda for big savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles. The area's fastest-growing Honda dealer has huge savings on new and certified pre-owned vehicles, and you'll be helping a worthy cause. During the 7th annual Kuhn's for Kids campaign, we're donating $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for every vehicle we sell.
Doing business the right way.
Customer first, you get $500 in service coupons, computer and internet access at the dealership, free car wash with each service visit, guaranteed availability of advertised specials, and this Kuhn's Honda exclusive, a lifetime warranty on any vehicle repairs we perform. Experience customer first and help St. Jude Children's Research Hospital when you buy at Kuhn's Honda in Manassas, Virginia. And Business Route 234 or grabthewheel.com.
Hey, Redskin fans, it's for you, man. We brought it back.
The Washington Redskins thank their legions of devoted fans for helping push their team towards the playoffs.
We keep, you know, pushing us on because, believe us, when we out there, we feel y'all.
So I want to say a big thanks to everybody back at home, all the fans that helped us get those games at home. I want to give them a lot of credit on this.
Without you guys, man, we're all in it together, man, the whole community, man.
The area's best selection of Redskins playoff merchandise is available at official Redskins stores. Check Redskins.com for store locations.
Mr. Shatner, is it your testimony that Priceline actually lets you choose your exact flight?
Yes, it is, sir.
I can pick exactly what I want and still get a good deal.
Yes.
Flight times.
Mm-hmm.
Airline.
Sure.
Nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
Without ever having to bid?
Not if you don't want to.
Counselor, where are you going with this?
Your Honor, I think he's going to Priceline. Priceline. Shop, compare, save.
Clean up
in
aisle six.
Nacho cheese. Oh, that's crispy ranch.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, cheese. Oh, Ray, you're going to give me a heart attack.
Sorry.
Why are you hiding under the chips?
Shh.
I'm trying to spot the new Keno double or triple or sprinkler from the Maryland Lottery.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Any minute now, someone could buy a Keno ticket and double or triple their winnings. So it's even better than Keno Doubler.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And it's totally unpredictable. You never know when the Keno Sprinkler's gonna come out.
So, do you need camouflage for that?
Bill! Stop, dude!
Dave, gotcha!
How's it going, bro?
I take it you're trying to spot the Keno Sprinkler, too.
No. What's that?
Why are you in the chips?
Looking for sour cream and onion?
Duh.
Oh, man.
Now Keno's even better, because now you have a chance to double or triple win.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Know something? After watching the mulattoes shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
Tell them that I want to thank them for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice punta. Punta.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
The mulata. The mulata. Anyway, everybody, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Legendary Joe Arndt with you on this fine, fine, exciting Friday evening. Redskins in the playoffs. How many times have I said that today? But I can't get enough of it. And how many times have I told you that Don and Mike will be back on Monday, January 9th? So it's just going to be a quick weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend. So we all look forward to that. Anyway, I want to remind you, don't forget to go to DonAndMikeWebsite.com for all things Don and Mike, including everything in the store. And if you find my picture, you can click on that and go to my website, JoeArndinger.com. Now, getting right back into it, speaking of Arnold, Larry Lehmer wrote a book about Arnold, and it made it to the best with Don and Mike.
Anytime, Beth Ann, with the guy. Here he comes. Now, the man's name is Lawrence Lehmer.
Lehmer.
Mm-hmm. Here's Lawrence right here. Thank you for coming on the show. Have a seat. Relax.
Nice to meet you. Hi, sir. Come on.
There he is. Yeah, Lawrence pointed to the USA Today. There's your guy, Arnold, right on the cover there.
Looks fantastic.
And nice to see you, sir. Thanks for joining us. This is a real book. It's been read to me, because I don't read myself, but I'm told it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic. Now, lots of good pictures, lots of stuff about Arnold. It's a biography, which is always tough to write halfway through somebody's life.
Right.
Would you say it is pro-Arnold, anti-Arnold, or right down the line just laying it out like it is?
I think it's laying it out like it is, frankly.
And have you, the Arnold, you know, the first question I would ask you would be the Arnold camp. Have you gotten feedback from the governator or the governator's family, and how's that going?
Well, from all his closest friends have read it, and to a person they've called and said that they just love the book. Hmm. They think that this is their friend, and they know that there's a lot of negative stuff in there, and they recognize that in Arnold, and they accept it.
How would he feel about the book, do you think?
I think, you know, he's such a positive guy, and that's one of the things I think is so admirable about him. He's always has a positive spin on things, no matter what it is, and that's why the book is called Fantastic.
I mean, and do you say it every time you say it? Do you say it with the accent?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But he, for example, he loaned $3.5 million to his campaign. And the judge said campaign was going to pay it back, but the judge said he had to pay it out of his own pocket. And he said, that's fantastic. That's his attitude. I don't care what it is.
So he's super, super salesman.
Yeah, so this book, he'd look at the positive aspects of it. That's just the way he is.
Okay, so now that we've gotten that out of the way, right. And you're laying it on both sides, good, bad. Can we talk about Outer Course?
You know, it's funny. I talked to her about an hour ago. She called me.
Oh, the Outer Course girl.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. We should. That's his Gigi, right?
Gigi, who was in Little House in the Prairie when she was a teenager.
And what,
a lot was going on in that Little House in the Prairie.
Now, the background on this is, I don't want to read exactly from your book, but she had a relationship with Arnold. This girl did, right?
Well, no, when she was 16.
When she was 16.
She said she met him on the beach and had sex with him once and didn't see him for another 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And then saw him at this event called the Arnold Classic, which is this enormous bodybuilding event in Columbus, Ohio every year. Right. And they had this relationship for the next decade where once a year, generally once a year, she'd be involved with him, and they
same
had
same time next year.
Yeah, right. Except they had what she called outer course.
Now she called it or he called it?
She called it outer course.
Outer course. What an interesting concept.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he is. Pardon me for being so blunt, but it's the way I am. He is such a dope. His movies, his persona, the way he speaks, he's great for us doing a show like we do. We love him. But seriously, how can anybody take him seriously?
Well, and you know, I'm going to ask you, because you have spent, obviously, a tremendous amount of time researching this guy. I can't even get my head around it. Maybe it's because we're all the way back east, that this man was able to do what he did, that he was able to... It just... I know a lot of people feel the same way I do. How did this guy get to the governor's mansion? It blows my mind. I still can't get my head around it.
First of all, there's an East Coast, West Coast difference on this guy. Nobody in the West Coast of California would ask that question.
I don't know that. Is that true?
Yeah, exactly. And everybody in the East Coast, they couldn't figure it out. And that's why his speech to the Republican convention in August was so important, because people back here said, wow. That was the first time they got it. How did he get there? Because this is a guy that's relentless, that stops at nothing, everything he's won. How could imagine he was this weak kid and he becomes the biggest bodybuilder in the world? He's got this terrible accent. He has almost no abilities as an actor. Hey, he becomes the biggest movie star in the world. You could have said the same story, but you would have seen him and thought, this guy, no way is this guy going to succeed as a movie star.
Now this is where
I would say the same thing. Absolutely.
This is where I agree with you, but I have to ask, because I see that he's got charisma and that he does exude confidence, even for what, you know, he doesn't appear to be the brightest bulb on the bed. He's got that, I'll get it done. But what happens now that he's got the job? I guess my question is, how much of that can you just keep running on, that fake adrenaline that I can make it happen?
Because his approval rating's very low now in California.
No, it's going down to 40%, but still. But, you know, he is smart. It's just because he's a real guy. And Sunday he goes out and goes motorcycling with his friends. His buddies from old time, Maria can't stand him, but they're his friends. These are the people. That's the thing I admire about the guy. Most people, when they rise in society, they give up on what they were early. They're embarrassed by it. Mm. But he's from this little village. That's great. All his old friends and his old life is part of him.
So
he's
smart. How does he balance out, go beyond the sex stuff, because all politicians have sex, but just the way that he was. I mean, he was Conan the freaking Barbarian. Right. He was in Twins.
Right.
I mean, we play the clips from Jingle All the Way. I understand that there's a parallel. You can say Ronald Reagan was in Bedtime for Bonzo, but really, he didn't do the stuff like Arnold did.
And I want to talk about the language ability, too, really, because
thank you.
I'm telling the truth, and that's one of the issues I have when I hear Arnold speak. It seems to me he has been in this country for this length of time. He went a certain distance with the English language and then just kind of stopped. Because I haven't heard any appreciable increase in his ability to master either the accent or he still speaks the way he spoke 20 years ago.
Well, I mean, President Bush doesn't have a great vocabulary either. But
You're right about that. I'm missing it.
All right,
he must make a pretty amazing impression on people when he meets them personally. I would imagine.
I've written a lot of books, met all kinds of people.
And he'd scare the crap out of me if he walked into the studio right now.
I've ever seen. He has that presence about people.
Is he like Paris Hilton? The rap that she's trying to get out there now is that, and I know that I'm going to an extreme here. She'll say, I'm not stupid. I'm pretending to be stupid, and I'm famous because everybody thinks I'm stupid. But what you really don't know is I'm really smart. Now, to an extent, is there a parallel between that and Arnold?
Yeah, and that
and like with the way that he speaks. He probably, if he wanted to, maybe he's too dumb, but maybe he could learn to speak regular, unbroken English. But would that diminish from his whole, I can do anything I want to?
Yeah, no, he marketed himself. He's his product. He's not a movie star. He's a product. And he markets himself in different ways, as a bodybuilder, as a movie star, and now as a politician. And as a movie star, he was the most brilliant marketer. He was about the first star in Hollywood who understood that there was a market outside the United States. He was going to Europe and Australia where no star would ever do it. When he would do promotions, you know, they would interview the journalists beforehand. They would have a narrow focus, a narrow thing he wanted to get across the interview, and he got it along.
So it's like being on message with a politician.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, brilliantly in that way.
I mean, he does take, and he did that with the gubernatorial race, where he pounded home these very simple, basic concepts, like George Bush does, actually, and it's been successful.
May I call you Larry?
Please. And you know what? And I got to say, it drives me nuts.
Larry,
yeah.
What about the stuff with Arnold's dad being a Nazi? We hear a lot about that, and you address it in the book with that it came from Sly Stallone.
Yes, you did.
Really? Can you give us just a little background on that?
Yeah, Arnold wants publicity. To succeed, he needs publicity. The quickest way to get publicity is to create controversy, and that's what he did.
Right.
When he wanted to become a movie star, Stallone was the biggest movie star in the world. So he started making fun of him. He was crazy, okay? But he got the publicity. And Stallone got angry because of that. He also got angry because when Arnold was making Red Sonja, Bridget Nielsen, Arnold probably had an affair with her. At least they sure.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Okay, and that was right. Wasn't Red Sonja right when Sly Stallone and Brigitte Nielsen were at the...
It's before that.
Okay.
And Nielsen wanted to marry Arnold, and Arnold's dating Marie at that time.
Okay.
And so Arnold wanted to get rid of him. Get rid of her, okay, and introduce some other movie star. So he had an attorney, Jake Bloom, who was both Stallone's lawyer and Arnold's lawyer. He had him introduced.
I got the girl for you, Sly.
That's exactly what happened. And Sly marries her, and it's a disaster.
So there is a ruthless quality to Arnold.
Exactly. And he admits all this in his interviews with me. I mean, I'm not just making this stuff up. So Stallone wants to get even with him. So Stallone gets this tabloid reporter, and he says these things. He says Arnold is pro-Nazi. He's anti-Semitic. His father committed all these atrocities. And these disappears in the News of the World, this British tabloid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Arnold sues right away. The reporter, Stallone then helps the reporter do a book about Arnold, a kind of very negative book. Stallone's behind the whole thing. About 5 years later, the lawsuit has reached the point where there's going to be a deposition. She's going to have to say in the deposition that Stallone is behind it.
Right.
Just the point when Arnold and Stallone are going to go into business with Planet Hollywood. But this can't come out.
Right.
So Stallone gets a new lawyer for this woman, pays off Arnold, and there's this picture in the book of them dancing together at the film festival.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You read tabloids and you never hear any of that stuff. That's the stuff that doesn't make it.
Here's the picture in the book
of them dancing
together. Arnold dancing with Sly Stallone.
Wow.
Yeah. Look at this. Larry, what do you predict for him? Is he one term and out? Does he have a future in politics? Is he the flavor of the month? What do you think?
The last chapter of my book is called Not the Last Chapter, because this guy's going to be with us a long time. I think he's definitely going to run for governor again. He's in a heck of a struggle now. You just can't count this guy out. He's an amazing person. Love him or hate him, his politics. We're so polarized, unfortunately, that people just think, it's all about politics. But his story on its own merits is so fascinating. He's an amazing human being.
Do you think he was in love with Maria, or do you think he married Maria because he wanted to get into that Kennedy thing?
You know what? It's about sex.
Oh, really?
For the first time in their life. One of Maria's friends, and this was cut out of the book, okay, but you guys will appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
I'm in the right group.
Okay.
Yes. Maria's close friend said it was like being mounted by a horse. Okay, so you get the picture.
Got it, okay.
That is it. Oh, man.
That's the first time in this family history, these Kennedy women, the guys all went outside of marriage for sex, right? The women weren't supposed to like sex. For example, Maria's mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, good Catholic that she is,
right.
They never see the condom in her life. She thought when a guy was going to have sex, he strapped down the condom before he left the house. He read it.
Wow. It's about the sex.
Yeah.
You got to read the book to find out all the details.
It's a sexual passion that they had.
Well.
Plus, she believed in him. The vision he had for life, she felt this guy can be a great star. She totally believed in him. Despite her family, despite all her friends, her girlfriends, at the first weekend they were together in Johannesburg, thought the guy smelled bad. Her girlfriend, close girlfriend, was getting married 2 weeks later. She says, "Don't bring that creep to my wedding. He wasn't allowed to come."
Wow.
But she fell for him.
Wow.
It's a pretty fantastic book, and
that's
the name
great.
Of it is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Larry Lemmer.
Lamer. We got it right. Lamer. We said lemur? We said it every way that it could be said now.
Because we say it the way it sounds.
Yeah, you got it.
It sounds like you're lame. But it's Larry Lamer.
Lawrence Lamer.
And the book is called Fantastic. Yeah. Life of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Would you give us some headphones just so we can get your reaction to a couple of... We have tapes of Arnold from the HBO making of his various movies.
Okay.
And if you could just tell us...
We have tapes that we play probably more... We play them for years.
Okay.
And, yes, your analysis.
Like red carpet interviews, right?
Okay. Well, no, actually
they're the making of, Buzz, when they're interviewing the people during the making of the movie.
Here's
Arnold. Are you talking about the Jingle All the Way tapes?
Yeah, all of them, and also from Eraser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's Arnold talking about the character of Eraser.
Okay.
Now, just listen to this, and let's
this
just
is kind
see
of what formulated our opinion of Arnold.
Larry, this is like a litmus test. We're just going to see if you laugh or not.
Okay.
And I know it's going to be contagious because we laugh.
We'll try to keep it in.
See if you can listen to this with a straight face.
Right. The Eraser, which is the character that I play, is very professional about his job, and the job.
See, we're already laughing.
An important thing at this point in his life, and he lives a very disciplined life. But at the same time, he does have emotions. He does have, vulnerable sides to him.
Come on.
Now, you got to play the jingle all the way. You got
to
go right to the jingle.
Okay. I'm building up to it.
Right.
The thing from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
Here's one more with him. He's trying to communicate.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ryan, is you do one shot. Just for the one thing of me diving in. And then as soon as I land up there, I grab it and the footsteps down like this and keeps going like this. Just so we have that shot. Look at that shot. Now that's what I call acting.
That's what I call acting.
Give the Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The old Eva Goody.
I know you've heard these from
Playboy special.
You know something? After watching the Mulatto shake it, I can absolutely understand why Brazil is totally devoted to my favorite body part, the ass.
All right.
Now,
that's true. It's funny you say that because he, a few years back, he was giving this speech in Austria, and his mother was sitting on the podium next to him. And he said, the thing I like about Austrian women is they have great asses.
How does this guy get elected governor?
Oh, man, you'll understand it when you read the book.
See, what he could never say was he was being accused of touching women's breasts.
Right.
What he could only say to his close friends is, I wouldn't touch a breast, I'd touch the ass. If he said it was my ass, I'd have to say it was my fault, you know.
There's one more great one. This is from I think Conan the Barbarian, when he first started to get hot.
Okay.
You have to listen to the question and his answer is really the most telling. Equipment just stinks.
To listen to you talk, you're interested in all aspects of this film. The marketing, who it appeals to, the research. I heard you talking a little bit earlier about how many 70mm prints to make. And I read that you had approval of script, director, co-stars, marketing aspects. I wonder, where do you draw the line at how involved you get? Why not write and direct as well?
Because I can't.
See, now how can you not laugh at that?
As how can you not like a guy that would say that?
Yeah, you're right. Yes.
Well, how about this one?
Tell them that I want to thank them all for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice punta.
Punta.
He's a guy that he likes the ladies.
Yeah. He loves life. He, when I said to him about his early childhood and his troubled childhood, he said, Larry, don't exaggerate that. The quality I have is this incredible joy. He said, I have friends that take these antidepressants every day and they don't feel 1/100th the way. And that joy is what he brings to life. And it's just been joyous to even listen to this. He's just fun to be around. It's funny to do the accents, whatever it is.
I would imagine if you were a friend of his, if you were hanging out, he would be a cool guy to hang around with.
And
they
just love it. When Maria's not there. It's better when she's not there.
Very comfortable in the spotlight, aren't
you? Sure, why not? I feel good.
Feel good.
Sure, why not?
Right up.
Feel good.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Lawrence, it's been a pleasure having
Thanks
you come by.
Guys.
Thank you very
great.
Much. Go to Amazon.com.
I think the book, how's the book doing? Book doing well?
Doing great, yeah. Oh, doing great, yeah.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's so fantastic. To be positive, all right?
Yeah, you got
Lawrence Lamer, thank you very much.
Get
good
out
luck
now,
with the book.
Thank
that was
you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Now, you leave while we're still on the air.
Yes.
We're unprofessional like that.
That's amazing.
No,
you
really
can
don't.
Go ahead. Yeah. You're fine.
You leave. We continue doing the show.
We'll talk about it. That's right. Absolutely. There he goes.
Thanks for coming by.
Take care. Thank
nice
you.
Nice tie.
I mean, very cool.
Flamer.
Good.
So that's interesting. I'll tell you, in his own very understated way, he makes me want to go out and grab the book.
Sure.
Because
there's
I really would love to read it.
There's good stuff. There's lots of good stuff about Arnold's dad, Also, all the stuff about Stallone and the Nazis, and then
the one thing he said that that's interesting is that you know, the people on the West Coast wouldn't ask that question.
Right.
As far as how can you get their head around that?
Revealing.
And, I mean, there's a lot of great, there's a lot of quotes from a lot of women. Like,
did you know the thing about the reason the whole Maria thing happened? I didn't know it was about sex.
Like what? Like being mounted? Like
mounted by a horse?
Mounted by a horse?
Like being mounted by a horse? Don't be shy.
Here's another quote from another woman. All that stuff he did with those women. He does with women that he works with, good-looking women, bad-looking women. He says to women, I want to grab your ass. He says, you got a nice ass. You got a great body. That's Arnold's way of making him feel comfortable, complimenting them. Because every woman thinks she's shoddy or she's looking bad.
Uh-huh.
When you've got Arnold like that saying something like that, he makes me and others feel good.
Arnold. Oh, well.
Too much.
Okay. Fantastic.
That's the book. Go buy the book. It's not bad. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. We have it.
7 South on 95, it's stop and go from Springfield to Woodbridge. An accident there is now over to the right. So again, after the Carvest area to Quantico on into Stafford. No idea what to have for dinner tonight. How about the new Spectacular 7s deal from Domino's? Three medium pizzas, unlimited topping, $7 each. Get the door, it's Domino's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
Right now at Fitness Resource, you can get a free Nautilus exercise bike, a $750 value with a qualifying purchase, or get zero financing until 2007. That's Fitness Resource, of course.
From Steven Spielberg, the acclaimed director of Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan, comes the film Time Magazine calls his boldest feat yet, a masterpiece, Munich.
I'm speaking to you live just outside the Olympic Village in Munich, West Germany.
The world was watching in 1972 as 11 Israeli athletes were murdered at the Munich Olympics.
They're all gone.
This is the story of what happened next.
We want to ask you, will you undertake a mission?
We have 11 Palestinian names. Each had a hand in planning Munich. We want them dead.
The National Board of Review, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, People Magazine, and the Los Angeles Times have all named Munich one of the 10 best films of the year. Now Munich has been nominated for Golden Globe Awards for Best Screenplay and Best Director Steven Spielberg.
Every civilization finds it necessary to negotiate compromises with its own values.
Munich, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, now playing in theaters everywhere.
My enemy in here is not the gangs, is not the guards, it's hope.
Imagine a life behind bars.
Spend all your time with.
Day after day.
For that second chance.
Year after year.
A break that would make it okay.
For a crime you didn't commit.
How far are you standing from me? About 8 feet? That's the length of my husband's cell.
How many more innocent people are going to have to go to prison convicted of a crime they did not commit?
Now, there's hope.
I'm just going to sit back and let this happen.
We only have one shot.
ABC presents Kyle MacLachlan and Jason O'Mara in a groundbreaking new drama.
Listen to me! I'm innocent!
We're going to show you innocent, baby. We're going to get you out.
Injustice. The series premiere.
Tonight at 9, only on Washington's ABC 7.
The holidays are over. The relatives are gone. My house looks like it's hungover. And all I've got left, besides the extra lemon cake, glug, and tinsel sticking to my shoe, are the memories. The photos of Sis's twins freaking out on Santa's lap. The videos of the dogs being affectionate under the mistletoe. The music Uncle Eli gave me as downloads, thinking he was so hip. And those games. Big fat apps eating up my hard drive. Sure, I binge during the holidays, I admit it. If media were measured in pounds instead of gigabytes, I'd be wearing size 18 jeans. Between all those photos, videos, games, etc., I must have gained 50 gigs. But today, I'm starting the new year right. Starting with my desktop, I'm going to get a new Seagate hard drive and organize my life. At least my digital life. Suddenly, I'll have ample room for all my work stuff, life stuff, fun stuff. Hey, the holidays are over. Suck it up.
And now, buy any Seagate hard drive and get free downloads from Real Player Music Store or GameSpot.com. Photo prints from Shutterfly or movie downloads from MovieLink. See Seagate.com or visit CompUSA or Circuit City for details.
I had trouble sleeping for years. A friend suggested a soothing environmental sound machine. Only the cricket sound made me nervous. I found the birds irritating. And the soothing waterfall had me running to the bathroom four times a night. But finally, a gentle voice did change the way I sleep for the better.
I told him to buy that Sleep Number bed everybody's getting.
I'm a 65, and I love it. I'm sleeping great.
The Sleep Number bed is proven to improve sleep quality. In fact, in clinical studies, 87% experience deeper, more restorative sleep on a Sleep Number bed. Isn't it time you started sleeping on the bed that's revolutionized sleep in America? Visit a Select Comfort store today. Select Comfort stores are located in major malls, including Tyson's Corner Center, Fair Oaks Shopping Center, St. Charles Town Center, and Dulles Town Center. For more information about Sleep Numbers, don't forget to visit sleepnumber.com.
For the mother of three who wants to be the mother of three bikinis. For the maid of honor who knows 240 guests will be staring at her raspberry taffeta backside. For the systems analyst who wants to be buff and brilliant. Whatever your dream with sport and health clubs, it's yours. What you need, when you need it, where you need it. Group classes that get your heart pumping, it's yours. Strength training and friendly professional trainers, it's yours. Extended hours that fit your schedule, all yours. So go ahead, join sport and health clubs and prepare for victory. Like when you ever so casually, but of course you didn't plan it, run into your ex. Sport and health clubs, it's yours. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS or visit sportandhealth.com for a free pass to any of our 26 locations, including the perfect club for you.
Get started today. Enjoy 50% savings plus a Get Fit bonus gift when you join in January. Call 1-800-88-CLUBS.
I pride myself on staying one step ahead of everyone else. For instance, I have a digital camera that's about the same size as my wallet. I've driven a hybrid for years, and I've already given up low carbs. Yep, I'm always a step ahead. So this is where I'm going this winter. Wisp. Yeah, Wisp is the real deal. That's right, and it's a great place for you to go. This year they've added 10 new trails and 2 new lifts. There's always snow. They have one of the largest snowmaking operations in the world. And there are challenges for every level. Wisp has non-stop activity, cool events, terrain parks, rails, and lots of great accommodations. Oh, and beautiful scenery. Best of all, it's nearby. So this season, head out to Wisp. But you know what? I'll beat you there.
Real fun, real Wisp.
Wisp is open, wide open, with 10 new trails ready to test what you're made of. And check out the Wisp card. With it, you'll get up to 45% savings all season long. To find out more, visit WispResort.com.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by the D.C. Lottery.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Jurgensen on Redskins Radio. The Skins are headed to the playoffs, Sonny, after a 5-6 start. Did you think they'd win 5 straight?
No. I didn't, to be very honest. I did not think so, but the coaches met with them. They met with the veteran players, told them then, we can't afford another loss. If we do, we're going to be out. And they took it upon themselves to come together, and they got on the 5-game winning streak.
Redskins at Tampa Bay Saturday. Pregame starts at 1 on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Butter smooth leather, sound system pumping. My walking days are in the
past. What are you rhyming about?
My new car.
You got a new car?
No, but I just bought a DC Lottery Auto Show instant ticket, and when I scratch it, I could win up to $50,000 in cash, or enter to win the 2006 Chrysler 300C, or the all new 2006 Jeep Commander. Scratch and drive, baby.
I hope you drive better than you rhyme.
Scratch the new DC Lottery Auto Show instant ticket and win cash, or enter the second chance drawing to win a brand new ride. Drawing is January 29th at the Washington Auto Show.
You've had enough. Enough harassment from bill collectors to last a lifetime. Enough arguments with your spouse about the bills. It doesn't have to be this way. Eliminate the stress by eliminating the debt. Make one toll-free call to Debt Relief of America. Let them show you how they can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt using programs most credit card companies keep secret from their customers. When you call DRA, you'll talk to a friendly, caring debt professional who understands what you're going through and can help you find a way out. The call and consultation are absolutely free. There is no cost or obligation. Debt Relief of America does all the work for you and negotiates directly with your creditors to get your bills wiped out. You won't pay a dime of the debt that is settled. Call for your free consultation. The next time the bill collector calls, say enough. Call now, 800-732-7092. That's 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
Okay, top three reasons it's time to get new lighting. Number three, when I turn on a lamp, it should turn on the whole room. Number two, lighting can say a lot. I
want mine to say? Antique finish with handcrafted art glass. And number one, I can turn blah into brilliant for less.
Now through January 18th at the Home Depot, get 20 to 30% off select lighting and 20% off all lamps only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
3FM 106.7 WJFK. Manassas, Washington.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. I love it when those tapes are queued up.
Standing in the dark of the house.
You want to try it again?
No, just play Dude and okay. Julia.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
How about some?
The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it.
Thank you. Oh, sorry, Julia. I stepped on Julia. She's so small. Anyway, that's right. They'll be back on Monday. They'll be ready to run the show. But Johnny and I are having a good time. Who am I? The legendary Joe Arnger with you on this fine Friday evening. Hey! It's time for a Friday favorite on the best of Don and Mike.
The Friday favorite. I'm going to be very cool.
I'm going to keep my emotions under control because I know that Russell Crowe can get excited. What's happening, dude?
How you doing? I want to thank you for having me here. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Why are you wearing sunglasses inside?
What do you care?
Because normally when you come on the show, I get to see your big, beautiful gladiator eyes.
Well, I could take them off. I didn't know.
I mean, if it makes you more comfortable, you can leave them on.
Is that what you're planning to do? Is to basically impose a dress code on me?
No, Russell, you can wear whatever you like.
I resent the comment when I come in. I'm on your show, and the first thing you say is, "Why are you wearing sunglasses? What's that? You're trying to pick a fight?"
No. Would you like to make a phone call?
I'd like to make a brief phone call if I could, but. Well, let me try this phone first. Hold on a second.
No. This was the same problem he had the other day.
Yeah. I just want to call me agent and just say I can wear the sunglasses. Let me take them off. Hold on.
See, that wasn't that nice?
Yeah,
now you're cross. Now you're cross-eyed. Oh, put them back on. Put the glasses back on, Russell.
I just put them on right now. This phone's not working. I just have, you know, I don't care about this particular phone. What the hell?
What? Hey, now watch out!
I just want to try another one. I want to try if I make my phone calls.
Yeah, right,
here. I didn't like your comment. I'll put my glasses off.
You know, the thing is, you throw a telephone, dude. You almost hit me with that phone.
I'm at the bottom of a well, mate. I'm at the bottom of a well. I'm rock bottom.
How's that movie going for you?
All right, mate, I'll throw another one at you. What do you think of that?
Hey, not funny!
Yeah, I know what you were
not
doing.
Not cool!
Yeah, what you were doing, you were insinuating that...
Not cool!
What you were doing was insinuating that my movie was not doing well, all right? Tie me kangaroo down, mate. I'm going to tell you right now. That's not fair to me. It's not fair to the people that worked hard. There are a lot of people that put their blood, sweat, and tears into that movie.
Didn't the Chris Rock, Adam Sandler movie kick your ass?
All right, I'll pick another one.
Please!
Don, you shouldn't have...
Please! Stop throwing phones at me!
I'm going to grab all these phones.
Hey!
I don't care for that. I know what you're doing. Okay, the movie's not doing as well as I thought.
Oh.
We produce a movie that's The Cinderella Man, which I think is a tour de force, a fantastic film that everybody should be going out and seeing. They should be listening to me music, and they should be listening to me talk on the shows that I go on. It's not...
Hold on. I'll get it. Do you mind if I get it?
Yeah, go ahead.
One still works.
Just a second.
Hello? Yes, he is. Are you calling from... Hey, where's your wife at?
Well, Australia.
She's on the phone. Let me put you on hold.
Oh, hold on.
How nice.
There you go. Go ahead.
Hello, love. I'm doing a radio interview. I'm talking with some bloke who's just giving me a real nasty hard time about sunglasses and the hello. Are you there? I got cut off. What the hell's wrong with this?
Hey! God!
is this kind of thing when I'm trying to do that? You're really starting to irritate me. Easy. I want to just say that Cinderella Man is a, still has a fur gerbil Hamza.
It's his
just
what?
Remember.
It's his what?
I just want to say, you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. Say it again.
Oh, you're trying to get me gribblies up, and I'll say, I'm going to try to do that. I'll get
you keep throwing phones.
I'd say I played in a band, Dog Snot, way back back in Australia a long time ago. And these phones that we had back in Australia, much better than these American phones. Every single one of them, you try to work on it, and it just doesn't work at all. And I'm so sick. Damn. I try to do a movie. My movie's not making as much money because most of the people in this country are so stupid they don't understand.
We're running out of phones.
And then the guy says to me, you know, you got to go to anger control school, maybe do community service. And I'm just trying to make people happy. And, of course, I'm a brooding actor. That's my job. I'm not supposed to be happy peppy all the time. Oh, there, it's ringing again. Hold on, let me get it. Which
all right,
one
go ahead. Why don't you get it this time?
Hello. Hello. I'm sorry. No, I wasn't. I'm not in a pub. I'm not. No. I was talking to this disc jockey. He's giving me a hard time. They got the same kind of phones they had at that hotel. I'm really not. No, no, I'm not. I ain't had a drink. I haven't had one drink. I haven't done that.
At least he's able to talk with her.
Yeah, this phone ain't working. Two glob finster right now. I'll tell you right now. It's bloody awful. I got to... Hello?
Oh, no.
Cut off again. I don't understand what this is.
Stop throwing phones.
You're like every... I'm going to say this. I'm going to try to be calm.
Okay, Russell.
Because as I said before, I'm at the bottom of the well.
Okay, I hear you.
This has really been... I'm very embarrassed and sorry for all these things that I've done. But people have to understand. I travel across the country, halfway across the globe. I come in, I do my interviews, I make me movies. People go to see them. I got 10 people going to see me movie over the weekend when they're going to go see some stupid movie.
Hey, you know what I'm going to see this weekend? You know what I'm seeing this weekend?
Tell me. You going to go see Cinderella Man?
No. Great movie with Hilary Duff and Heather Locklear and Chris Noth. Is it The Perfect Man?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
hey, that's what I think of that.
Try a little bit of that.
Why don't you just eat some of this phone, all right? I've become rather skillful at it. I say right now I can throw it across the whole room. I can do that. Sometimes I throw for distance, sometimes accuracy. What you think of that?
Hey, stop.
You see this duffel bag? I bet you don't know what's in here. Tell me, look over here.
Phones?
Yes, I got phones.
A bag of phones?
I got phones everywhere. That's right. It's my weapon of choice. Now, all you talk about in your states is handguns. Oh, watch out for handguns. Well, Russell's got phones to throw. And he's going to throw bloody phones all day if he doesn't get cooperation from the disc jockey who's giving him insults instead of doing a number interview.
You walk around with a sack of telephones.
Right, hey, I know you like baseball, right? Everybody likes baseball. Sure. All right. But here's the set. Here's the pitch. What do you think of that? Hey, wow. I caught you forehead with that one.
I don't know.
You're going to need a band-aid there. I got more phones than a 16-foot Foswaddle. This is exciting right now. This is goobly good. I tell you right now, my Billy Bong is feeling really...
That's a throbbing Billy Bong that
Stop
I threw
it.
Over there.
I'm sorry.
Stop throwing phones.
I'm sorry.
Now,
I'm sorry.
You brought your own phones. You want to throw them. I'm telling you.
I understand.
Watch this.
Mistake.
Watch.
Yes.
See that? Dial tone. Dial tone.
Yes.
Dial tone.
Yes.
Dial tone.
Works right. Fine.
Our phones operate perfectly.
Incoming.
Hello. I did not hang up on you. I swear to God, it's the phones they have in this situation. He's saying that they're working. They've sabotaged them for me. They've tried to make me look bad.
We did not.
No, I'm not drinking. I'm not with anybody else. Now I'm with 2, 3, 4 blokes over here. Fat guys that are trying to make me look bad. Now, who's your gladiator?
There you go.
I love you.
There you go.
That's goodbye, love.
You should be calm right now. Apparently not.
I just had to. That was a perfectly legitimate conversation. I just felt I had to.
The phone worked and you still threw it.
What I'm trying to do is, this is my apology to him. And I'm,
To the guy in the hotel?
It's my apology to her that I'm just trying to,
Apology to her, not to him.
No, it's my tour. All right, that's what I'm doing. What I'm trying to do is salvage my image. And I know people think that I'm a bit of a hellion and a rabble-rouser, but the thing is, I'm just trying to control things and trying to control my temper. But when you come in here and you have phones that I can't use and don't work...
But the phone just works.
It
just
makes you want to do this.
You just talked to her.
She's just a bit of an example, mate. That's all it was.
Hey, do me a favor.
I'm perfectly content. You can ask me any questions you want. You can say the movie's doing badly.
Throw one at him.
There you go. Hey, Buzz.
Hey!
Have a little taste of that.
One.
I put a Jimmy in your gribbly right there, won't it?
We're just gonna
a message
one.
To me wife. I haven't dunked my blue ham bobster since St. Swithin's. St. Swithin's days when everybody drops the blue hamster, if you know.
All right, lads. Let's have a bit of a go. Who's up for it? How about we play a little telephone volleyball?
I think you stop throwing phones at us.
Everybody buzz. All right. That's the big one.
My eye.
That's one of those old payphones that I got. I put that in my duffel bag. That's right. My rugby... Raise me up the rugby duffel. All right. Here's a rotary, mate. Drive one of these rotary phones. All right. That's one of these good ones. All right. This one says, what's it say? Cortelco. All right. I got Bell Atlantic on this side.
Do you have a Sports Illustrated football phone?
I don't have a Sports Illustrated football phone, but I've got over here. Look, this is the bell. We'll go 1, 2, 3. Good. Now I'll throw it across the room. Bingo. It's called Russell Football. What we use is...
How many times does she call you?
Well, this one over here, I've used 3 times and it's working.
How many times does she call you?
Crow. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Yes, sir. She got through. Me, agent. It's the guy. It's the guy from the studio.
Right? Oh, okay.
He's nervous. He's waiting out in your lobby.
Oh.
Right. No.
Is he hearing you throw the phones?
He wants to know if you've controlled the bleeding on your forehead. You're right. It's just a scratch, right?
Tell him I'm thinking of suing.
You're thinking of suing?
The ball. Don't throw stuff at me.
Oh, I got that.
I'm just kidding. I wouldn't sue you.
I've got 35, 45 phones in one duffel. I've got 35, 45 phones in another duffel. And what they told me is take your energy and harness it and try to relax.
Hey, Crow?
And right. Go, you can call me Crow.
Throw a buzz.
All right, one more. Here we go.
Buzz.
Hey,
there you go, lad.
I can watch
that all day.
That's it.
And look, he's wearing a soccer outfit today.
Soccer outfit. It's not rugby. It's soccer. All right, duck. There you go.
Hey. How about that? Nothing wrong with soccer.
I tell you, you look like an Italian delivery boy is what you do. I buy phones by the gross. The chap at Radio Shack calls me Glass Fibstable. That's it. You're buying more phones than an Imley. And I said, yeah, that's right. Load them in the duffel. Put 6 phones in my rugby duffel over there. 6 phones over there. And we'll just take them all in. We're having a good time.
Thank God that one still works.
Having a big good time. A big good time with these lads. Throwing phones around the studio, make a royal mess. Yeah, that's cool.
Hey.
I like that. That's good. Having a good time.
You, while you're talking on the phone, you're throwing phones.
I don't care if he feels that way. Then tell him, tell him that you just want to go for a long walk. He's got beaches all around there.
Eh? Who's he talking to?
It doesn't matter to me. It's fine. Now, he likes him. That's what he said. I know. I'm your one.
Who's he talking?
Your boy.
Who are you talking about?
That was Renee.
Oh, Zellweger?
Yeah, she's married a country bloke over here. One of those singers.
A little light in the loafers, we all thought. Like Kenny Chesney.
Well, it's true.
It's true.
She's not really happy with him.
She's not.
We had a great time on the set.
I'm back.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a thing when she did that
movie.
Oh,
on
movie.
That movie.
She balloons for Soap and Rose, eats a lot, you know.
What's the name of that movie?
The Cinderella Man.
That movie sucks.
There you go.
Hey, God.
Oh, almost clutch your shoulder with that one, all right? Quick as a bunny, lad. There we go. I'll tuck a fosh buckle under the old Luke Lasher. That's what I'll do. She's good people. All my co-stars. I love her more than anyone. She's fantastic. Squints her eyes up real nice. Has big rosy lips. Makes me feel like I'm watching an Australian sunset is what I do. And I have a good time. It makes me calm and calm as a bunny. If a bunny can be calm. I guess they're not calm, are they? They kind of twitch their nose,
you know,
scramble all around and do all that.
I'm very proud. You've been like 30 seconds. You're not throwing anything.
That's right. That's what you asked for. I tell you, we've made a royal record in the studio. There's no doubt about that.
God damn your phone rang.
Hello, this is Russell. Yes, that's fine. No problem at all. I'd be delighted. I can get out of here probably. How long is this segment going to last?
A half hour.
Half hour. I've been on the next plane. Be out there. 6-7 hours. I love you too. Bye-bye. It was Mary Carey.
Mary Carey.
We have a bit of a blowout out in Vegas, and we're going out there for a little fun, but keep that on the QT. We don't want to broadcast that.
She's a skanky...
You know, huh?
She's a skanky porn star. Hey,
what happens when you insult one of me ladies? Rabbits get nervous when you chuck an AT&T at them. Do that occasion right now. I'm enjoying this. It works on my gladiator muscles. I can build them up, you know, and we're doing a fantastic job.
She's not skanky.
Let me say a little bit about the film. It's a wonderful film, Depression Era. I play a boxer, tough man of the world, trying to feed his family, trying to do a good job.
Come on, make a movie that makes us laugh. For God's sake. Would you stop? What's up with the stupid Master and Commander crap?
Oh, it's one of my favorites. I like that. A bunch of men out at sea, 20 men go to sea,
10 couples come home. That's the way it goes. Yeah, always lots of fun there. We had a good time on that. You know, all the lads were there. We tried to make it as honest as we could, and we did that by not bathing. You know, back in the day, they didn't have shower facilities.
Right.
Of course, it was salt water, so you just dipped your salt water on, and not fun at all. But with Mary Carey, you got to remember the thing. You got to wear a Macintosh or you get gribble marks on your blinkers. I had a terrible case of that when I was in New Zealand at the time.
That sounds painful.
Hello, this is Russell Crowe. I am indeed. I'm wearing the ones you gave me, love. That's right. The same gribblies that you had for me. That's right, tight as a bucket. Absolutely, you take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Gilly knockers. All right. That was her again, the old lady. Wanted to know if I was going out to Vegas. I said, no. You keep that secret for me or I'll throw this Bell Atlantic at you right now.
What secret? Worry. About you banging Mary Carey?
Whoa! There we go, lads. Let's all gather around. Have a big phone party. Throw them around the room. We had no phones during Master and Commander, so we all got together up on the bridge and threw telescopes. It was big fun. And those old navigational aids, you know, we used that too. And then we'd break off a handle of the steering wheel, throw that at each other.
Great.
I urge all you American men out there, would you want to do something, throw something at a wall. That's the best way to get it out. It could be a phone or anything else. It doesn't matter to me.
Don't hit anybody.
Smart as a whip, most of you. Everybody's having a good time.
Russell?
Smart. Duck him when you're supposed to.
You want
your head up when you're not. Yes, yes.
You want to play the game?
Love to. What game are we talking about?
A low bunch of Jeopardy.
Nope. I want to play Throw the Phone Game. I caught you with that one. There you go.
Ow!
That's fantastic.
Ow!
I want to apologize to your lovely receptionist out there, the Colette.
Colette
was out there, and Colette was a little upset because I took her entire phone bank. She's got one of those big things.
Yeah.
16, 17 lines.
Yeah.
And I pulled it out of the wall and threw it up against cleared her head by about an inch and a half.
Wow.
So gave her a quick as a bunny start of the weekend. She's having a good time.
I hope she didn't lose any brain juice.
She's fine. Hope so. I didn't just nicked her ear just a tiny bit. But she was laughing. So she got the spirit and she says, not my problem. And she just slid right out the door.
877-365-3636. We need two calls for Jeopardy. Russell Crowe?
I'm just trying to...
How fast?
I got two in my hand.
How fast could you throw it, Buzz? Right now.
There we go.
Hey.
Alexander Graham Bell invented the ammunition. There you go. Blazcockle.
You missed me.
How about a big old Blazcockle? You all come up to Vegas. We'll hop on a plane. Studio plane. They're still paying for me. We'll go out there. We'll see Mary Carey and see if we can get a little do on the, griblock.
You're in the phone.
Big time. Good fun. You're all lads. All me lads. Yeah.
We'll play the game with Russell Crowe, the very angry Russell Crowe.
Hope they have a good pub out there. Sure they do. We'll all hop on the plane, have a good time, and we'll gribble the griblocks. I mean, the locks. Whatever it's called.
Your movie is great.
There you go. I'll throw that anyway, mate.
It doesn't matter, apparently.
You're good lads. I'm not angry anymore.
You're fun.
I feel like I purged it out of my system. Now I'm just going to throw this phone for fun. What? Bingo. It's a good sport. We've invented it. You're part of the deal, lads. Come along for the ride. We've invented something special right here in the United States.
We'll come back and play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Damn, I tell you, it makes me nipples feel good. Oopsie, that was a baby phone.
We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Free FM.
Traveling out of the south of the Beltway near the Dallas Toll Road, an accident there is now over to the right. You'll find delays from River Road. Chances are traffic won't get any better, so make this new year better by choosing a guaranteed quality used car from over 30 top brands at CarMax. CarMax, the way car buying should be. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM.
You don't have to break the bank for dinner tonight. Get two fresh value meals at Subway for only $8.99 after 4 p.m. Get 2 6-inch subs, 2 21-ounce drinks, and 2 bags of chips for only $8.99. Subway, eat fresh.
For the first time since 1999, Joe Gibbs leads the Redskins into the playoffs.
Offside gets it.
He didn't make it.
Second effort. Very close. They say he's in. They say he's in on the second effort.
Second effort. After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands.
It's time for the Redskins to unleash their second effort.
At my signal. Unleash hell.
Back to pass. Detmer from behind. Ball is knocked away by Phillip Daniels. It's loose on the ground. Two men. Big pile up for it. Picked up by the Redskins. Sean Taylor off to the races. 15-10-5. He dives in for the touchdown, Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Saturday. Live from Tampa Bay, the pregame coverage starts at 1, kickoff at 4:30 on Free FM. 106.7 WJFK.
This Redskins radio update on WJFK is brought to you by the full-size Nissan Titan.
This is Larry Michael with Sonny Jurgens, and the Redskins taking on Tampa Bay. A little unfinished business. The Bucs beat the Skins earlier this year.
Yes, and a very close and controversial ending to that football game. And I'm sure the Redskins are looking forward to going back to Tampa. I think they're looking for, hey, anybody that they play right now. When you're in the playoffs, it's a one, you know, it's a new season. Anything can happen. Yes, they have to go on the road, but I think they'll be up to the task.
Sonny Jurgensen, I'm Larry Michael for Redskins Radio. When Nissan comes to play, we play to win. That's why we created the full-size Nissan Titan, to be bigger, better, bolder than you ever thought a full-size truck could be. Titan's got a 5.6-liter, 305-horsepower V8 engine, smooth, refined Nissan muscle power at your command, ready to unleash at a second's notice. Nissan Titan rides on a full box ladder frame, tough, rugged bones that eat any challenger for breakfast. Like a 9,500-pound haul? That's right. Get the Nissan Titan Big Tow Package and tow up to 9,500 pounds without breaking a sweat. Power, durability, strength. The 305-horsepower Nissan Titan, ruggedly equipped at $24,205. MSRP for 2006 Nissan Titan XE 4x2 King Cab with Big Tow Package includes $705 destination charge. Excludes tax, title, license, dealer sets actual price.
The Junkie. Mornings on Free FM.
I wanted the boys to hear
it. It's freaking...
This is Brittany's husband, Kevin Federline.
What is that?
I want to know
that,
what...
Is that Pickle's house?
What's the Bobo Za? Anyway, that's what I want to know. I mean, you could play this at a techno, you know, to wave.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't even
have a wave.
Put me in the box.
And a wave.
He said a wave.
What a dummy.
I meant raid.
Don't know.
You know what he's capable
of? You can hear
of?
That a raid. Seriously, it fits in kind of the techno
and a
laser.
Thing, a raid?
And a rave, Ricky.
Yeah, seriously.
Could you be more?
Shoot me. Did you not sleep last night?
Could you be whiter?
The Junkie. Now, every weekday morning. Yeah. On Free FM, 106.7 WJFK.
This new year, put meeting the love of your life at the top of your list.
New Year's Eve day, I said, I'm ready for eHarmony. I decided I really wanted to find a long-term relationship.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's no experience more magical than falling in love with that one person in the world that sees you, accepts you, and loves you passionately for who you really are.
He loves me for me.
He sees me more for who I really am.
Being seen and loved for who I am is incredible. eHarmony helped me find the love of my life.
Make this the year that it happens for you. Log on to eHarmony.com today and receive our new compatibility profile that will tell you all about the type of person with whom you're going to be most compatible. That's a $50 value at no charge. eHarmony.com. Visit us today.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
45 from the Great Taste Chart.
No, I still have more taste than fun.
Objection!
You can
The Great Taste Trial Update. The trial of the century continues.
Ladies and gentlemen, the facts of the case are clear. The Bud Light product changed, and Miller Lite still has more taste. What? I'm just trying to establish my case.
Your Honor, you don't need a gavel to open that. That Miller Lite's twist off.
I knew that, Counselor.
I know you knew, Judge.
I know you knew I knew, Counselor.
I know you knew that you knew I knew, Judge.
I know you knew I knew that you knew I know, Counselor.
I know you knew you knew I know I knew you knew. No,
Judge? Well, we're going to continue this later.
This has been a Great Taste Trial Update. Get more shocking updates at tastetrial.com and judge for yourself today.
July 2005 testing conducted by the Institute for Perception, Richmond, Virginia. Results reflect which beer has more taste, not preference. 2005 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
The calendar may say 2006, but at Value City Furniture, our warehouses are still packed with 2005 merchandise.
So we're dropping our prices to clear it out and make way for new furniture arriving daily.
Come in now and save 25, 50, even 75% off the price you'd expect to pay. Find high-quality living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and fine accessories for every room in your home.
Pay as little as $3.99 for a designer sofa, just $4.99 for a sofa loveseat package, just $6.99 for a luxurious two-piece micro suede sectional.
Plus, three-piece bedrooms for $188 and five-piece dinettes for only $177.
And if you're in the market for a new mattress, now's the time to buy. Begin sleeping tonight on a luxurious queen-size Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set for as little as $599. With free delivery, free setup, free bed frame, and free removal of your old mattress.
So if you need new furniture or a new mattress, there's only one sale for you. The spectacular winter clearance sale going on now at Value City Furniture.
You just can't do any better.
It happens every year at this time. After you've splurged on presents for all the kids, plus trips to both grandmas, and bills are still coming in. That's when you notice your wallet is running on fumes. But hey, you gotta eat. That's when an old familiar friend comes back in your life. The famous original Grand Slam Breakfast at Denny's. And now, thanks to our weekday breakfast deal, even when your budget's tight, you can still afford a good breakfast. The original Grand Slam is every bit as delicious as you remember. Two eggs any way you like, two fluffy buttermilk pancakes served with warm syrup, two slices of crisp sizzling bacon, and two savory sausage links. We're proud to say that for a limited time, you get all this breakfast for the incredible price of just $3.99, Monday through Friday from 5 to 11 a.m. It's a value only Denny's can offer, because Denny's is where breakfast value was invented. The original Grand Slam, now just $3.99, Monday through Friday mornings from 5 to 11. It's a New Year's present from Denny's. We're cooking now. Price and participation may vary.
It's not the same world. It's not the same FBI. In defense of this great nation, the role of America's FBI has expanded considerably. Right now, the FBI is undergoing a major initiative to hire IT professionals. Interviews will begin in January, and special operations are being implemented to bring applicants on board as soon as possible. Apply today at FBIjobs.gov or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. You will engage the most advanced technologies for the nation's homeland security, to stop criminals and terrorist networks, to redefine FBI operations, and more. IT opportunities exist at all levels. For a list of openings or to apply, go to FBIjobs.gov, visit FBIjobs.gov, or see the FBI ad in the Mega Jobs section of Sunday's Washington Post. Today's FBI, it's for you. The FBI is an equal opportunity employer.
I'm definitely not going back to my old razor. I'm going to stick with M3 Power.
Check out what guys are saying about M3 Power, the first micro-power shaving system from Gillette.
I'm in shock right now. It's fantastic.
I feel like I'm getting a massage with this razor.
Wow, this is something new. I like this.
I feel like I'm not even shaving, really.
With the M3 Power, it made me look forward to shaving.
Feel the power of the world's best shave. M3 Power from Gillette, the best a man can get.
I'm no brain surgeon. I'm not an engineer. I don't know how the thing works. I just know it worked.
Your exclusive home for the playoff-bound Washington Redskins. We are Free FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
The John and Mike Show, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike will be back Monday, so cool it. Thank you.
That's right. Monday, Don and Mike return with all stories about their vacations, and the whole crew will be here. Rob A., John Norman, our newest addition, and of course, myself, Joe Ardinger, back on the phones to take your calls. I can't wait. No, honestly, I can't wait. It's been a long 3 weeks, and we'll all be happy to be back. So, with that, I leave you with the last installment of Best Of for this time around. It's the second half of Low Budget Jeopardy, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a good one, everybody.
So, Russell, what's happening? Just chilling out, Mike. Having a good sit. Sitting now be a mind of my own business, trying to stay out of it, starting to calm down a little bit, trying not to throw anything for...
Good.
Your producer told me you got your game coming in, so I'd like everybody to go see me movie, and we'll play your game, and then I'll be on my way out to the Mary Carey party. Looking forward to it. She's got a couple of gonzas on it.
What's your movie again?
Cinderella Man.
Stinks.
Look at the restraint.
Hey.
Fooled you. All right, lads. We've created a new game. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Having a good time? I'll come back and visit you.
Okay.
It's been a pleasant experience.
Yeah.
Now do I read me paper? It's right in front of me.
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a Pleasanton, California electrician. His name is Jesse Qualick.
Hello there.
Hi, Jesse. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm all right. And now entering the studio is a civil engineer from Spokane, Washington. Let's make Mike Garcia quite welcome, lads. What do you think of that?
Oh, Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, hi there, Mike. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Keep it down, Mike. And let's welcome the guy, the Lord Quizmaster, the guy that's got the Gribbly. He's Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Hi there. Jesse and Mike.
Yes.
Would either of you like to tell Russell that his movie sucks?
I think it sucks really bad.
All right. How about this? Have a taste of it. It rang. Damn it, hold on. Before I throw it, let me out. Oh, now I broke it. What can I do? I'm totally confused. I was arrested in Melbourne for throwing an entire phone booth. All right, lads. Take a deep breath. Have some fun. Be quick about it. We'll have a good time and play the game.
Here are your categories, guys.
Oh, they got big biceps. Look at them. Man, I tell you.
Very powerful.
All right, I'd like... how about a chocolate bar?
You want a chocolate bar?
Wouldn't that be fun? I like candy.
You want a candy bar?
I like some. I bought something. Some lad gave it to me at the hotel that I was staying in when they allowed me in. It's called Babies Chocolate Babies.
Oh, chocolate.
Yes. Tasty. They were dead tasty. I enjoyed that. I had about 60, 70 of them. They're fantastic.
Wow,
a lot of wonderful.
All right, this is Robert the Mailman.
Hello, Robert. Good luck with your choppers, mate. I hope they hope it's a clean break and they yank them all out and give me a new set of piano keys.
Guys, here are your categories on Low Budget Jeopardy.
Sorry to be kitchen sinking.
Your categories are, this is the best week ever.
You're damn right it is.
Famous Dads, Father's Day.
Always very good, yes.
Oh, Canada.
You do a holiday for anything in this country, don't you? It's kind of fun at the drop of a bucket. How about the drop of a telephone?
There you go.
I can't resist it, mate. What a great game we've created, lads. Yeah, now I just stomped on it a little bit. Go ahead, on with your category.
All right, so it's Best Week Ever, Famous Dads, O Canada, and Tool Time.
Tool Time, all right. That's
tool
good.
Time.
Sounds like a bit of a bucket. We'll have a good time.
Hey, Jesse, we will start with you.
All right, Best Week Ever for one.
Best Week Ever for one.
All right, Jesse, good luck to you.
Not guilty.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, you can leave him. There you go. All right, one best off your head for jumping in on that one. And Mike, your chance to steal.
Who is Michael Jackson?
A kid toucher.
And yes, that's correct.
All right, here we go. Rolling right along. Mike, you're in control. Select again, please.
Same category for two.
Entertained all of us at the Gay Pride Parade.
Who is Cheryl the Big Dyke?
Oh, she was entertaining, yes, but no.
Jesse, your chance to steal.
Oh.
It's not going to work, the big exhale. That might have gotten away with that in the old grade school, but not here, right?
Rippy Dippy, Rippy Taylor.
Rip Taylor. All right, American comedian?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Little light in the moccasins, is he?
Yeah, allegedly.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, so nothing wrong with that, really, but just to keep you on your toes, here's one coming right. Great fun, lads. Two games at once. All right, Mike, you're in control.
We'll stay there for three.
That's really a Russell Crowe-ism, that great game, lad!
Yes.
That's like something that ass would say in real life.
I'm a man's man. Did you say ass?
Yeah.
Duck for this one, mate. There we go. How about that? That was from the heart.
Okay, here we go. Best week ever for three.
Reflexes quick.
Finally engaged.
Mike, it's to you, mate. Jesse, a chance to steal.
Who is Tom Cruise?
And?
Katie Holmes.
There you go. Okay.
$3, you take the lead, Jesse. Jesse, you can select again, please.
All right, Famous Dads for one.
Famous Dads. Here you go. She's, he is Chelsea's dad.
I don't know. Who's that?
Mike. Chelsea.
Your chance to steal, Mike.
Who is Russell Crowe?
No, not a
chance. Chelsea Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
You're American president, right?
That's right.
I like that boy. Yeah, like the cigar thing, you know, doing that right in the Oval Office. Yeah,
yeah.
He's got solid brass nose wazzles. All right, Jesse, you're in control.
All right, famous dads for two, please.
Okay, he's William and Harry's dad.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm the worst. I don't know.
I think that...
That's right.
Right.
No. Mike, your chance to steal.
Who is Charles?
You know, even though that was, like, retarded. Yes.
I guess he didn't want to give him the moniker, didn't want to throw the prince in front of it, but that's what you call the guy. He's a real fizz napper. Prince Charles. Prince Charlie, as I like to call him. All right, look at me, phones. Plastic all around me. All right, Mike, you're in control.
How about O Canada for one?
No, how about you finish out Famous Dads first?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right, dad to Jessica and Ashley.
Oh, I don't know.
Jesse, a chance to steal.
Who is David?
Okay, I remember you. David who?
Simpson.
No, it's something, Joe Simpson. But at least you knew who we were talking
David,
about.
David Simpson. That's it. He was doing a bit of the rim around fake, right?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, all right, he ducked it. Want to see how I have phone sex? That's good, lads. That's a good one. That's a good one for the belly big one. All right. Sorry about that. I lost my place. Which one of you is in control?
Is it Jesse?
Jesse, is it you?
I think it's Mike.
It's Mike. All right, Mike. Select again. Way to step up, Mike.
Here we go.
All right. I didn't remember. Let's go to O Canada for one, then.
Passive aggressive.
O Canada. This is what they call their president.
What is the prime minister?
There you go. Very good.
That's the only proper way to do it, incidentally. Huh. I agree with that.
It's kind of faggy, I think.
There you go. Duck! That's it. Having a great time now. Ah, bloody hell. I'm running out of phones. Yeah. All right, Mike, you're in control.
Let's go for two.
National emblem of Canada.
What is the maple leaf?
Right again.
All right, good job.
And here we go. Last one now. Oh, Canada. Number of time zones in Canada.
What is four?
No.
Jesse, a chance to steal. Come on, lad. You got to try.
What is five?
Oh,
man.
Six.
Treading the water. Treading the water in the muddy lake right now. Mike, you're in control.
Let's go to the last category. I don't remember what the name of it was.
There you go. Now I'm going to throw the phone at you.
It's fun, isn't it? Whip them into line, Donny boy.
Tool time.
Had a laugh. That's a good way to go. Straighten them all out. Quick as a whistle. Come on.
Tool time for one. Improving home improvement.
What is Home Depot?
Jesse, a chance to steal.
Who is Bob Villa?
Villa. I even know how to pronounce that. It's Villa, lad.
There you go.
All right, keep your head up.
Now, improving home improvement, that's Lowe's. Lowe's.
I believe I got a little fatigue in my shoulders. What a great afternoon. Good idea.
How about you, mate?
How about you, mate? Not a bad time, eh, lad?
How's your gollywogging?
No, I'll tell you, it's false topping.
Okay, tool time for two. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 1,500 stores in North America.
What is Home Depot?
Hey, good guess.
$2.
Good guess, S for brains.
Thank you.
You did it. Way to go. Roll along, Mike. Select another one. You got another 2 pounds coming to you.
Dual time for three.
Here we go. Last one on the big board. Bob Villa does commercials for this company.
Who is Ace?
I'll tell you, I'm not up on the pop culture, are they, in this country? All right, Jesse, a chance to steal.
Who is Craftsman?
Right, Craftsman.
$3.
And mercifully, that is the end of the first round.
What a round it was. We had a couple of real brain thumpers here, but we had a good time. We got our phones. We got a game. We're having a good time. I'm going to fly out on my plane.
Now, who's got what here?
All right, we got Mike with eight shillings, and Jesse has a...
Is that for you again? Is that your phone?
Pronto. Yes, this is Russell Crowe. No, I would not like to play that. No, it's beneath me.
Hmm.
I don't play those.
You want to play?
I don't play his whoppers. It's not going to happen. Goodbye. It was Tom Hanks. They want me to play Deep Throat.
Oh.
Great time, lad. Have a good time. Quick as a whistle. All right. I got a pipple whipple. We're enjoying ourselves. So Mike's got $8. Jesse with $6. Straight up the flagpole. Here we go.
Here we go. A final low, but Jeopardy, we force you both to bet it all. Good luck. Your category is the World Wide Web. Huh. And here is the answer. This was the number one most Googled person last week. number one most Googled person last week on Google. Don't forget, answer to a form of question at clock.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive crow's feet keychains. That's right. Tiny molds of both of my feet were turned into tiny G-drawers that I'm told can bring a bit of luck if you dribble your keys on them. So enjoy yourself. Go for a splatter and tank your hobgoblin into a Bowser so you won't try the swag man and shinny a Vegemite spats under the coolie bar and rink your zipples. It's a zipper and a ripper right now. If you don't like that, I'll take one of me phones and I'll throw it right at your head because that's what I'm doing all day.
Great times, lad. I'm the gladiator.
Stop throwing phones.
My life, you'd like, I'll play the violin that I played in Master and Commander.
That movie sucked.
Hey, there you go. Now you're doing it to provoke, but I know you're just a good lad. Attaboy, Donnie Geronimo. Come over to sell you on time. We'll go hobcomping.
Who do we talk to first here? Gibbly, googly,
Jesse Qualick. We have a couple of Qualicks on the background.
Jesse, last week, this person was the most Googled person.
Who is Michael Jackson?
Kid Toucher, that is correct.
Attaboy, good lad, you double your score. You're hanging right in there in the final round, but I think it's about to be sayonara time.
And let's see, Mike, if you got the right answer, you're the big winner. Mike.
Yeah, I said, who is Michael Jackson?
Oh,
and that means, Mike Garcia, that means you're a low-budget Jeopardy champion. Chin up, tighten up the belt. You're the man.
All right.
Tall, chest out. You're a big champion on Low Budget Jeopardy. You might be thrilled about that, eh, Mike?
Yes.
Attaboy. Fantastic.
Mike, you are the big winner. Yes, it was Michael Jackson, number one.
A hell of a fish pumper that game was.
It was a hell of a what?
A fish pumper, that.
A hell of a fish pumper.
Come on, don't make me repeat myself.
Jesse. Oh, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. We have parting gifts for you, and Mikey won some money. Here now is Russell Crowe to tell you what you won. Russell.
All right. First of all, Mike, you double your score. We throw 16 in there. We add a 25 spot. Tally the alley, and we get a $41 bonus for you to take home to Mommy and the kids.
All right.
Attaboy, good lad. And now,
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, just pumping me arms. All right. First of all, Jesse never gives away a loser. Right here on the Donna Mike Show, 60s Rock Experience. A three-disc box set of the latest 60s grooves. I love grooves of all time. Re-experience the 60s. Sock it to me. Courtesy of Shout Factory at ShoutFactory.com. Get yours at Amazon.com. And a sleeve of D&M Pro V1 golf balls.
Oh, those are golf balls that say Don and Mike on them.
From Golftum, your golf store in Tyson's Corner. Golftum, live the game. Enjoy your bush thumper on me. Your gilt jumpers can go. Hold on a second. Which one is it? I got to look under here. I think half of them are broken.
Well, it keeps ringing.
Here we go.
You got it?
This is Mr. Russell Crowe. Who would I be speaking with? Yes? Well, I thank you. Good. All right. Yes, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the vote of confidence. It's an honor to have this conversation with you. I appreciate it, sir.
Who is that?
Goodbye. Wow.
Who is that?
Well, I'm in Washington, D.C. That was your president.
What did he say?
He said he loved me in all the Mad Max movies. Real thrilled to have him on.
He's got the wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, Russell?
Yes, I'm on. Just remember the game we invented tonight.
Right.
It was a good time. Well, good time was had by all. Why do you keep this lad over in a separate cage? For protection. Just kind of curious about that. I guess if he dresses that way, you don't want to mingle with him, if you know what I mean. Keep him away from the right side of the locker room, if you know what I mean. You get my gribbly on that one? There you go. That's all right. I hope it's bulletproof there, lad. How you doing there, Buzzy?
I'm well, Russell.
Good to see you.
Why are you wearing your sunglasses again?
I'm going back to do what I do and what I'm expected to do.
Oh.
Brood. I will be brooding for the entire weekend.
Bottom of the well.
Even when I'm with Mary Carey, I will be brooding. C'est la vie.
That she does.
Check out Cinderella Man.
Very thin.
I need the money.
Movie sucks.
I gotta pay my legal. All right, fantastic. Mary Carey makes me blood marmalade. We'll be sorry without a sign.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.